lines are being coached on what to say when they make announcements on the PA and what not to say.
Hi, everybody, up from the cockpit. This is Pilot Elson. I just want to say,
I haven't slept for 4 days. I've had 5 black beauties, and I'm seeing green men outside this place.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Houston, son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
So turn your radio down.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, those are quality guests.
Vippy Chan.
Good question.
Now, coming. Found out this morning. I definitely found it.
What a great guy he is.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, let me turn to the microphone and say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, what a man he is. Look up man in the dictionary and you see Philip, Robert, Jonathan, Hawkbike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Okay, here's the deal, guys.
What?
How you doing?
Hello, everybody. How you doing? It's me, your pilot. How you doing?
How you doing? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Rayburn and all the ships at sea. Hey, personal acting coaches to noted deaf muscle man Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's a new episode. It's
Thursday,
September 28th.
All right.
I know it doesn't sound like it, but I'll repeat it again. This is a nationally syndicated show.
Yes, it is.
On the Westwood One radio network. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Thank you, Timmy. Translate it. That's 877-365-3636. Your hotline to the hits. Anybody can call us, and we will prove that momentarily.
We most certainly will.
877-365-3636. Okay, before we start the show, a brief follow-up.
Yes?
About the radio station that we talked about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we had a good
time talking about that radio station with the sleazy content. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that same company has that same dog format in many of the markets that we broadcast to. Boston.
Very good.
New York. D.C., Baltimore. So yesterday we did the whole big thing about how the station's lying.
Right.
And they're saying they're giving away $10,000 an hour, when actually they're not giving away $10,000 an hour. It's a national contest.
Right.
So today, on my way in to work, I punched up the station.
Yeah.
And I heard the
The cunny disc jockey, the lady disc jockey.
Right.
Because, you know, that's officially now the slot to put your lady disc jockeys.
Midday.
Yeah, yeah. The spot used to be overnight, but now if you play a box of records, officially you have a lady on in the midday.
Lady in the midday. You can find it at tons of radio stations.
Right. So I'm driving in and I hear her saying, and she's one of those with the voice like this, "Wow, it's been an exciting day. Been an exciting day. I've given away $40,000 on my show.
How are you?
And I want to congratulate the winners. Michael Elston, Rob Spiewak, Charles Broyhill, and Dan Ryson. Congratulations." But I noticed as she's saying this, she never mentioned the cities that any of these people were from.
Oh, hell no, because they're from all over the country, probably not one of them from Washington, D.C.
And I purposely listened to the station today to jam at oldies. And they don't say that it's a national contest. They say, we are giving away $100,000 today. We are giving away $10,000 an hour today. And I listened to the cunny when I was coming in. And she sure did mislead the audience by making it sound like
it's a local contest.
Right. So
we means all the other radio stations.
Right. Yes. So I got here, and I called somebody up in New York, a guy I know who works at a radio station up there, and I said, they have that same awful format, Jammin' Oldies in New York, right? He said, yeah. I said, are they doing the same thing there? And he said, oh, yeah, big time. Big time. Where every hour they say, hey, we want to congratulate. Big winner here. Charles Broyhill, way to go. He won the money.
He lives 3,000 miles away, but he's the big winner.
Yeah, but they never say it. So anyway.
They're still sleazy a day after we called them on it.
I just wanted to follow up.
Didn't you
that.
Say that all other radio stations are talking about it?
Yeah, oh yeah. And last night when I was in the car on the way home, I turned that station on, and I heard them promoting the fact that they have this contest, this fake contest going, and the disc jockey said, yeah, this is a contest so hot, even other radio stations are talking about it.
Yeah. Right. If only he knew what we were saying.
Right, absolutely.
Who knows whether they were referring to us or not.
Oh, they had to be.
But if they were, you know, I mean, they're misleading their audience once again.
They had to be. So anyway, that's that. Before we get on with today's show, and it's jam-packed, let me promote something that maybe we can do tomorrow that we were going to do a couple of weeks ago, and then we got off on this J.O. contest.
Right.
And, you know, once again today, we received two tapes today. Mm-hmm. We can watch them if you want. I'm positive both of them
scams
are guys that are faking us out.
Just goofing around?
Yeah, these are not guys like the other tapes we received where they're, like, doing Jim Carrey impressions, you know,
right.
Doing all these wild, crazy visuals with their heads and, and with their mouths going all these different directions, yeah. But the ones we got today were just fake. You can tell the difference between a fake and a real one.
Yeah, of course, I certainly can.
Absolutely you can. So send us the J.O. tapes. We'll continue with that contest. Eventually people will take it seriously.
Good.
But when we first were talking about the prize we had to give away, I mentioned maybe an unusual body contest. And as it turns out, tomorrow we have a $1,500 shopping spree to the Sharper Image to give away.
That is a fantastic prize.
Wow. So I'm going to throw open the lines now, 877-365-3636. If you have an unusual body and you want to come down to the radio station tomorrow, here to our CBS building on Toothless Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia, if you want to come down, if you have an unusual body.
Yeah, you don't have to be fat, skinny, or anything. It's just you have to have an unusual body.
Call us now. And if it is an unusual body, we'll ask you to come down. And then tomorrow we will pick the person with the most unusual body.
And they get the shopping spree.
Yeah, that person wins $1,500 worth of whatever you want from Sharper Image.
That's a very nice prize.
Okay, so call, because we're going to go with this tomorrow. I know it's last minute, but we had a lot of interest a few weeks ago, and then we got sidetracked with the J.O. thing.
We know that there are a lot of unusual bodies in our listening audience.
Oh, yeah.
We just know it. We know it from our gut.
So if you have an unusual body, please, please, call us, okay? And then come down tomorrow, but call first so we can check out your unusual body on the telephone. Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, finally got a hold of you.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I could be better.
Why?
I can have your job.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, and monkeys could fly out of our butt, too.
What can we do for you?
I was just the other day. I was driving home, and you guys were doing that thing about the dogs. You get a certain amount of money for how many dog barks. My cousin was telling me yesterday afternoon. He called me from his. He's in the Navy, and he lives off base. Called me from his house. He had just gotten out of jail. I asked him what he got out of jail for. He said reckless endangerment. I said why? He got 98.7 down there. Played something where the amount, a certain amount of honks. How many ever? I guess the woman said that you guys do it too. But how many ever honks you get a certain amount of money for?
And we call it honk for cash.
Yeah, it's
honk
it's...
for cash. Well, they did honk for cash. Well, my cousin stopped in the middle of the tunnel, turned his car sideways for 15 minutes trying to get through. Never got through. Ended up going to jail for reckless endangerment.
Well, good. And you know what? They should put the disc jockeys who stole that idea from us in jail as well.
Yeah, because we make it real clear that we do it in a left turn lane, and you know, it's not. We don't encourage people to go into a tunnel and turn their car sideways.
Do you remember what the British DJ called it when he stole it?
No, what was it?
Toot for loot.
Oh, that's
toot for loot. Toot for loot.
Just remember, most great ideas in radio originate on this show.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whether it be a disc jockey in Virginia or a disc jockey in Great Britain.
Sure.
And why is it when the other disc jockeys steal the bits, they work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with us, honk for cash is a guaranteed failed bit every time we do it.
Well, that's because we do the tame version. Of course, we don't do the one, go out to a tunnel and turn your car sideways.
God. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'd like to find a specific definition for a mook. What is that exactly?
A mook is a moron, an idiot.
A moron and a kook, actually. It's a combination of an idiot and a guy that's not quite right. So you put the two together and you get mook.
Mook.
And that's one that that's one I brought to the table years ago.
Mook.
Moron and a kook.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
There you go. Now you know it. So next time you run into somebody that ain't quite right and he's real dumb, you can call him a mook.
I know one right here close to me.
No, really?
Really?
Good. That's terrific. Maybe you're looking in the mirror.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
I have a birthday favor to ask of you.
What's that?
It is my birthday today, and I was wondering if you could play the Snoopy cart for me.
You mean just the one that goes, meow?
Exactly. That you one? Haven't played it in a while, and I love it. And,
all right.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Happy birthday. I do like people that are easy to please.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sam. I'm calling from the Greenville area.
Yes, Sam. Hi.
I love your show.
Thanks.
I just want to tell you, there's a station down here that plays country music that's doing the same thing with the $10,000 giveaway.
Right, where it's a ripoff. It's something that this radio company, Clear Channel, is doing.
I'd like to find the originator of that idea. Mm-hmm. They ought to take the guy out in the backyard and shoot him.
I bet it's Steve Rivers. You ever met Steve Rivers, that big fat group program director?
Super fat, like dangerous fat?
Yeah, like 400 pounds. Like,
hey, how you doing? And wear sweatsuits all the time at the DJ convention.
One of those guys.
How you doing? You doing your pilot's preview.
I'm Clear Channel Vice President of Programming, Steve Rivers. How you doing?
Remember our motto, stretch that dollar.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Good. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Okay. Hey, you know what I wanted to mention? We were talking about Letterman yesterday on the show and how he had the rave out on Monday.
Yeah.
I watched Letterman last night and he touched on it again. That apparently he came out and they said in the article that he was a non-voting Republican.
Right.
When in fact he said that he had voted in tons of elections and he was not registered to any party. Yeah. Well, apparently they called him and he said, listen, I have to make the facts straight here. 1984, the registrar in my hometown says I registered as a Democrat. But now I am not registered with any party. I am not affiliated with any party. And he was really obsessing over it. But it was kind of funny because he was so upset about the New York Times article.
He went on for like 20 minutes on Monday on this subject and vowed to talk about it every night this week.
He did.
Yeah. You know, he's best when he's losing his mind.
Oh, yes, he's fantastic. Yes, he is. Yeah. And then on the top 10 list, one of the things I think it was like, how do you know your Olympians are using steroids? And they had the word, your right biceps. And he said, we can't even get that right, biceps, biceps. And he was just going on, like, through three breaks. And he came back and he goes, listen, Paul, I talked to the staff and they tell me that biceps is the proper way of saying it, biceps. And, yeah.
Right.
We all know that. And then he comes back a third time, and apparently they got the book out that said that in your bicep, you know, which I thought it was,
singular,
there are two areas of it, and it is proper to say biceps, and he was like, and he, you know, he was making it right and saying that he was wrong, but he still wasn't happy about it.
Sure, he's pissed.
It was a little mini meltdown from Letterman. It was fun to watch last night.
You know, nothing's better, though, and I didn't see Letterman. Nothing's better than watching Regis. You watch Regis today?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay. Here's what I hate about Regis. When Regis really is full of himself, he was talking about how he went to the Barbra Streisand show last night.
Of course he did.
At Madison Square Garden. And as he's discussing this, and as he's discussing how he got the tickets, and it was actually kind of a funny story that he had tickets for the wrong night, he insists on referring to himself in third person.
Oh, God.
And I wish I had a clock to tell you how many times in 2 minutes.
He didn't do that even very often. That's weird that he did that.
So they say, Regis, do you want to go to the show? Well, of course. Regis wants to go to the show. So where are Regis's tickets? Well, Regis's tickets are here. Regis shows up at the show. I sit down. People say, there's Regis. And, of course, you know, it's Regis's time to go see Barbra Streisand. And Regis is sitting there with Rosie and with Marvin Hamlisch. And Regis gets out of the car.
Oh, my God.
And Regis can't get a cab. You know, I just want to slap the guy.
Yeah, I mean, get it together.
I mean, you know, he's not a professional athlete. You know, the professional athletes had the license on referring to themselves in third person.
Yum and smart. He'll get him real quick. He'll get him a good ball-busting co-host real soon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Not bad.
Hi.
I think I can win that contest tomorrow, buddies.
Oh, the unusual body?
Yeah.
Okay, what's unusual?
At birth, my left arm wasn't grown all the way, so it's a deformed left arm. That part's not the funny part, but I have an extra digit on my right hand.
Wow.
Six-fingered boy.
That's, you know, we're not specifically looking for deformities, but that's unusual.
And I was even thinking about putting a ring on all six fingers.
Listen, whatever it takes, if you think that would win the most unusual body contest, come on down. We'll sign you up as our first contestant.
Excellent.
One
Thank
arm.
You, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, hold on. Lisa will tell you what time to get
How
here.
How you doing?
One arm shorter than the other and six fingers on one hand.
Fantastic.
Not bad. Oh, and incidentally, Dennis Murphy, you're not allowed to play in this game.
No, of course not.
Okay? While we wait for more calls about the unusual body.
He's got a dreamy body.
I do have the magazine that Frida was showing me the other night, the In Style magazine.
The size of that thing.
Didn't I tell you yesterday?
You called it.
It's thick.
It's like a telephone book.
It's like a Penny's catalog.
Now, this is the segment where they took celebrities.
Hey, better wear Versace, too. Look at that ad on the back page. Man, doesn't she look terrific?
They took women, and they did no tricks with a camera.
So the Bosnia collection they're showing back there? Or what?
All they did was put them in makeup to make them look like other people.
Okay, I'm really excited about this.
Now, this one I left open so you could see. This is Martha Stewart as Veronica Lake. Right? Now, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it doesn't look like Martha Stewart. It is amazing.
It is Martha Stewart. Don't look at it up close because I don't want you to see the other ones. Okay? Right, my jaw dropped too. That big cow.
That looks absolutely nothing like Martha Stewart.
It is that cow, Martha Stewart, with her hair done, coming down over one eye.
Right.
Obviously, they've put tons of pancake makeup on her. They've given her bright red lip polish.
Any airbrushing at all?
No. No
airbrushing.
Doesn't
look like it.
No, this is all done naturally.
It's all makeup. Incredible.
So now I'm going to get... Oh, this is nice. Here you go. One of my wife's snot rags just fell out of this magazine.
That was funny the way that just fell out of there.
Let me let me give you some of the other ones.
Now, can we guess on some of them?
Yes, absolutely. Who is this as Faye Dunaway? As Faye Dunaway. And you have to admit...
That's Angelina Jolie.
It is not. It looks a lot like... Like Faye Dunaway in Bonnie and Clyde.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good that job,
is,
Buzz.
That is Gwyneth Paltrow.
You're far away, Buzz.
Just a guess.
Okay. Here's another one for you, Mike. Who is this as Elizabeth Taylor? And is like...
That's Winona Ryder.
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's cool.
I didn't read it. I swear to God, I didn't read it.
Okay, but it looks nothing like Winona Ryder.
No, it doesn't, but I mean, you know, it's just amazing how different they look.
Okay, how about this one? This one, you'll never...
As Audrey Hepburn.
Who is this as Audrey Hepburn? You'll never get it unless you're cheating and you can see through the paper that I'm holding up the name. Who is this as... And it looks like Audrey Hepburn.
Yes, it does.
They've really done this girl over. Any idea?
I have no idea.
Buzz?
No.
Calista Flockhart. Flockhart.
Ally McBeal.
Ally McBeal.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I can't describe. I know this
really
is
really amazing.
I know this is a visual thing,
yeah.
but you wouldn't believe how different all of these celebrity women look.
They look like who they're made up to look like and not themselves.
I mean, and the coloring, too, you know, with the...
Who is this? As Cleopatra. As Cleopatra. There you go, Buzz. You got to look at that.
Yeah, but I don't know who that is.
Any idea, Mike?
Wait, I'm trying to think now.
As Cleopatra.
Boy, I know the actress.
This is from the new In Style magazine.
Is it Tina Turner?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Did you see this magazine in advance?
No, I did not. I'm just good at this stuff.
Look how young she looks.
Excellent.
I didn't get Calista Flockhart. Not in a million years would I have gotten that one.
All right. As Betty Davis. As Betty Davis.
I know who that is.
Who?
Atlantic City.
Yes, Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon.
Correct. Susan Sarandon.
But I mean, they look nothing, not even remotely like it.
This one is one that I got. I think it's obvious. As Julie Christie.
Yeah. Yeah, you said that one yesterday.
Julia Roberts. Right. Okay.
Julia Roberts is impossible to make look like anybody else with that big mouth.
All right, here's the last one. And this is a wild card.
Wild.
As Raquel Welch. Buzz, Mike, as Raquel Welch.
Can't tell from here.
And listen, famous actress, Academy Award nominated, maybe Academy Award winner.
Wow.
There's no way I...
Wait, she's the lady that just won. She won for the where she does the boy, where she looks like the boy.
You're a freaking savant.
Yes.
It's
I don't know what her name is.
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank, one married to Chad Lowe.
Hilary Swank.
What?
Yeah.
Are those her... She does have boobs, though, doesn't she? That's right, Hilary Swank. But Hilary Swank has boobs even in that movie. She has big breasts.
Well, you were good at that. I mean, I was absolutely stumped on all of those.
There were two that got me. The one that really got me was Calista Flockhart. Yeah. That was absolutely incredible. Unrecognizable.
And if I hadn't told you the Martha Stewart one, you never would have got that.
You know something? The one you picked out as being the toughest. Martha, that is not in a million... Not in 1 million years
that big
would I have ever gotten
never.
Martha Stewart.
You know how
as
they do it?
Veronica Lake.
They do it with the mouth. They do it with the lips. They actually put that unbelievable. See, you can actually see her real lips through that lipstick. You see what I mean? Where her real lips are like those thin, nasty Martha Stewart lips.
It says Martha Stewart is expected to dress casually, but this photo may reveal another side of Martha's been there all along. Arched brows, smoky shadows, white eyeliner, basic red cream lip color, and clear gloss help define this 40s look. Now, if you're looking at this, you might think this is something you might want to get into.
Yeah, but I mean, you take that mask off and...
Yeah, I know.
That's incredible.
That was a game that Frieda was playing with me the other night, and I was absolutely stumped on all of them.
It's amazing.
And you can lift that magazine up, you know, and it's a weightlifting exercise, too. It's that heavy.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Man, Martha Stewart, you know. But, you know, it'd take her a long time to get into that makeup every night.
So that is the In Style magazine,
in case
you care. Hello, Don and Mike show. I don't know why Frieda had a snot.
Don and Mike, happy blind guy.
Look, Mark.
I swear to God, there's a snot rag in my wife's in here. Hello.
Don and Mike, happy blind guy.
Hello, happy blind guy.
Hey, hi. I got to tell you, this is Mike Lee, the blind comedian.
Oh, Mike the blind comedian. Hello, Mike.
Hey, I had a birthday. I thought of you guys. I got a couple things for myself. For you, Mike.
Yeah.
I got a couple golf clubs for you into Tommy Armour or Ben Hogan. I got some original wedges.
Right.
The kind that they don't make anymore because of the metal.
Mm-hmm.
What would you prefer, Tommy Armour?
Well, now, wait. You bought gifts?
No, actually, I was given some stuff for my birthday. Actually, I was given a golf cart.
Well, how do you know that these golf clubs that you claim to be these rare golf clubs, how do you know like they're not like those kind out of Spencer gifts that have a penis on the end of them? Right? I mean, you're giving a gift to a blind guy.
He has to trust his friends.
Yeah, well, it was pretty easy for gifts when I was a kid because my mom would say, hey, this is a shirt that you really like. It's just like the one in the closet, but don't be surprised that they're both not clean at the same time.
Bada bing!
Don't forget that one time we did a Vegas-style show and we had the double bill of Mike the CP comic and Mike the blind comic as our opening act.
They killed him.
Did the
audience kill you? I'm not sure what happened.
I got to tell you, that was the high point of my life, and not like a lot of these other fly-by-night guys, I am Don and Mike supporters only.
What's your dog's name? I forget.
His name is Filbert.
Filbert.
Filbert, right. All right, Mike. Well, listen, happy birthday to you.
Well, listen, I just got back from the Olympics.
Yes.
Well, the Special Olympics, I won the gold in the J.O. contest.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, I became blind.
All right, goodbye.
Hey, wait.
What?
Oh, hey, Don?
Yes.
Can I just give you guys a real quick overview of what I thought of all of you at the Las Vegas Style Show? Don, you scared the crap out of me. You are every time I turned to talk to you, I got so tongue-tied. But you are awesome. Mike?
Yes.
You have the biggest penis I have ever felt in my entire life.
Well, wow. I enjoyed letting you feel it.
Wow. And Buzz?
Yeah, yes, Mike.
Very soft hands.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Toya?
I'm proud of that.
Oh, Buzz's hands smelled like Toya, too.
All right. Okay, good, Buzz. Listen, enough, please. The guy's calling the show doing his bits.
We had that backstage one night for like
hell of
an hour.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Dredd. Listen, mate. Susan Sarandon looking like Betty Davis?
Yep.
You look.
No.
Yes, you got the same kind of like anus eyes.
You have to see the picture though.
Wait.
In this magazine.
Now you're talking about Miles Davis's wife, right? Ex-wife.
Was Betty Davis married to Miles?
No, actress Betty Davis.
Oh, the actress. Oh, I see. Okay.
Miles Davis's wife.
Well, you never heard that stupid song? She's got Betty Davis eyes.
No.
Huh. Okay.
I knew about Betty Davis, Miles Davis's wife, and she was pretty wild. But I didn't know.
I never heard of Betty Davis who was married to Miles Davis. I heard of Betty Davis, the old-time black and white movie star.
Oh, yeah. Betty Davis was married to Miles Davis. She was a singer. She was pretty wild, too.
Yeah, but that's another Betty Davis.
I see.
The least famous of the Betty Davises.
Okay. Well, look, the reason I called is I was in St. Thomas, and I was listening to one of these Rasta radio guys, and they did a rendition of Strip Trivia that was identical to you guys.
Well, listen, what can I say? It's happening everywhere, not only here, not only in Virginia, not only in Britain, all the way in St. Thomas.
All the way in St. Thomas.
Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah, fresh lips, man.
Thank you. See ya. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I've got a phone number for you.
Okay, phone number for what?
It's Nut House. It's the lounge in a Nut House.
The lounge in what Nut House?
In D.C.
In St. Elizabeth's?
No. I don't want to give the exact location.
Well, tell us the name of the place. St. Elizabeth's is the nut house where John Hinckley lives.
Psychiatric Institute.
The Psychiatric Institute. You don't want to give the name of it, but you want to give us the phone number.
I just gave you the name.
The Psychiatric Institute?
Yes.
Does it have a name on it?
Yes. That's the name of the hospital.
Psychiatric Institute. And what phone number is it you want to give us?
It's a payphone to the lounge where they all hang out.
A payphone for they all hang out in the lounge. Well, I don't know. Do we want that? I
think what Rob's shaking his head no.
No,
I got some serious nuts in here.
Okay, no, listen. No, thank you.
In here.
Yeah, are you in there now?
Yes.
Bad enough that the people call in that call in. We don't need to start seeking them out.
Remember the days when it was just written correspondence?
Yeah.
But I thought you liked nuts.
This would be the
nuts.
This would be the second guy in a week who's called us from a loony bin.
Yeah.
What are you in for, sir?
Oh, I really don't want to say it this time.
Oh, come on.
Well, you got to share it with us.
Why did they put you in a mental hospital?
I've been accused of murder, child pornography.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Okay. All right. Well, have a nice day.
See you later.
Bye.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Murder and kitty porn.
Jesus.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm hello. Alone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my heroes. You came into Ashburn, Virginia, and you made my day, so thanks a lot. But considering Martha Stewart for how much money she's made, Fortune 500.
Yeah. I have to point out, I do love the calls where the opening sentence makes no sense whatsoever. What did you say about we came to Ashland, Virginia, or something? What did you say?
Your radio station's in Ashland, Virginia. And
What did you say again? Say it again, because it's muddy.
I'm glad your radio station's in Ashland, Virginia. Made my day.
In Ashland, Virginia. What is
Ashland?
Ashland?
Our radio station is not in Ashland, Virginia.
Yes, it is. Okay. In Richmond area, it's really Ashland, Virginia.
Oh, you're talking about an affiliate.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I got you.
I get to hear you now. See, I travel to the hills and valleys of Virginia, but now I can catch you in Virginia down in Richmond.
Would that be A-S-H... L-A-N-D?
That's it.
Great
Below Kings Dominion.
A-S-S-L-A-N-D.
Aslam.
How you doing?
Good to be on an Aslam.
Okay, gotcha.
But with Martha, as much money she's worth, who cares what she looks like?
Oh, listen, I think that, you know, that you got to... you've got to consider the fact that she's just a big pile of goo.
But care. I mean, if you were, you know, going for her and you had to do that to experience the money, if you were like a gold digger, you'd want her to paint herself up like that, but you wouldn't want her to wear those sloppy, you know, Banana Republic pants that she wears.
But, you know, there's not a chance she would ever really look like that if you were going to her house, if you had to bang her.
No.
She'd look worse than she does when she's doing her regular TV show.
Right.
Which she doesn't look good on.
She probably looks like Andy Richter when she wakes up in the morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Probably has fake teeth, too. Probably has dentures.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You rule the planet, first of all. I've got to say that every time. The guy in the mental institute, I thought he was going to go for a D's Nuts call. I really did.
No, they start 69 him. He was calling, incidentally, from a mental hospital.
Mm. Huh?
He really was.
He was what?
How you doing?
How you doing? Sorry we hung up on him.
He was just fine. Well, shout out to Rich the Wood Guy.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for the input. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what are you doing?
Fulfilling a 7-year contract. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm sitting here driving down the road. I seen the Grease Man last night.
You seen him?
I seen him at BWI Airport.
Congratulations.
He said, Elliot Rules, you guys suck.
Right. Align yourself with a winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we say to both the Grease Man and that other disc jockey.
Maybe he was flying off to another job audition on another Caribbean island.
Winners enjoy the company of winners. That's our motto on this show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what exactly you look like? Because referring to Martha Stewart as a blob, this is the first time I've ever listened to your radio.
We are both robustly handsome.
Are you a Martha Stewart fan? Have we hit a
not
hot button?
I'm not really a fan, but I don't think you should be calling someone a blob when really they're not.
Are you a man? Are you a man or a woman?
That's a good question. Does it really matter?
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
I'm a woman, a very attractive woman. But I don't think
you sound kind of manly.
You're
a national radio station.
You're a woman?
Yes, I am.
No, come on. You got a penis.
You're like a 17-year-old boy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Listen to that.
Listen to that. I'm curious how you can sit there and tear someone apart.
Listen to that voice.
Very easy. I'll tear you apart right now. I'm sure you're a big, fat house brow also.
I think we're talking to someone with a penis. I think that's obvious.
Well, would that turn you on?
No, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily turn us on. We're just trying to identify gender here.
Well, I just don't understand why you have to tear someone apart as much as you have.
I don't understand why your testicles have dropped and you're claiming to be a woman.
Right, hello, your cell phone is breaking up there. Hello?
Hey, you don't diss Martha Stewart. Do you understand me? I am a beautiful woman. How dare you diss Martha Stewart? I am a sexy, beautiful, and you're referring to her as a blob. I swear to God.
I don't understand why you have to be tearing someone apart like that.
Because we can. What's your problem?
Okay.
She's a very wealthy public figure. It's perfectly acceptable.
She's a pleasant woman. I don't understand.
No, she's not. She's a giant bitch. She's a giant bitch who's never done a day of real work in her kitchen in her life.
What do you gentlemen look like?
I've already told you we're robustly handsome.
Now, who do you look like?
I'm specific. I'm just curious. I'm trying to place the...
Okay. Brad Pitt, Matt Damon.
There you go. Now you've got it. Now, who do you look like? Oh, what a shame.
I'm 5'7".
Five foot seven.
Blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. A pretty smile.
Pretty smile. Woman. Attractive woman. How are your boobs?
My boobs? Actually, they're getting much larger. I'm presently pregnant.
Well, you're pregnant.
Sure you are.
I mean, is there a mister?
Yes, there is.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, it shouldn't say that. You don't know me, but I've just been hearing you rip someone apart when...
What is this the first?
Very easily.
Let me ask you something. Is this the first time you've listened to this show?
It is, and it's
right. The show's not for you.
It's not for you. You're not allowed to listen anymore. You're not allowed to listen.
The show is not for you.
Go away forever. Never call again. Never listen.
Why don't you go listen
to? Thank you, gentlemen.
Go listen to Dr. Laura. You dumb cunny.
Right.
Yes, sir. We can all agree on that.
He was a whore.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
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 Dan.
Hi, Dana.
I was calling that last caller. She was calling about Martha Stewart.
Yes.
I think Martha Stewart looks pretty good, too. And is this Don and Mike for real?
Yes.
Are you're kidding me? We're getting two calls in a row that are having trouble with us saying bad things about Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart is a doughy looking, one foot in the grave.
Hey, I saw you guys on King and Queens, And you shouldn't say anything about how any
King and Queens. Why don't you get at least get the name of the show right?
You can say anything you want about us, honey. I don't give a rat's ass. But I'm telling you, Martha Stewart is a big, fat, ugly blob.
Why are you so in love with Martha Stewart? What has she done for you personally?
What, did you go to Kmart and buy some of her sheets or something?
No, it's just for her age. She looks really good, and you guys...
Oh, she does not. There are women. There are women her age that look 10 times better than Martha Stewart.
She's ugly. I would do Richard Hatch before I would do Martha Stewart.
Well, that's believable.
That's right, because I speak the truth.
Right. I'd love to know her age. I would love to know her. We could come up with a list, and I am sure, of 50 women that are the same age as Martha Stewart that look better than Martha Stewart. Public figures.
She's in her late 50s.
She's in her late 50s.
All right. We could come up with a list of 100 women who look better than Martha Stewart in their late 50s.
Easily. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll listen and see what you come up with.
You'll listen?
I will listen to see what you come up with.
Well, it was a rhetorical statement. We're not actually going to waste our time. Trust me, we're correct, though. And I want to tell you something else, honey. We're better looking than any man you've ever been with.
No, I saw you, and I...
Right, you saw us. That's right, because we're so goddamn handsome. That's why you saw us on television.
You know, we're so handsome that the producers of major television sitcoms are clamoring to get us on their air.
And I don't care if you say that we're ugly. I don't give a rat's ass. So what do you care if we say Martha Stewart's ugly?
Because, you really have no right to be talking
about that. I have every right. I have every right. It's my opinion. She's a big fat cow. And you're a big dumb bitch.
Well, I know you used to say a lot of nasty things about women until you were on TV, and then you stopped for a while.
Oh, my God. I think we might have a real one here. This is a real Nutsy Fagan here.
I thought there was some
correlation. Why? Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, ma'am. Why do you listen?
Why do I listen?
Yes, that's a valid question.
I'm just driving around with my kid in the car. Well, good listening.
Well, then why don't you turn
that's
on
good
another...
judgment right there.
Why don't you change the station, then?
I don't mind that you're on.
Uh-huh. You're addicted.
Well, listen, we have been the same throughout our career, talking about women who are cows.
You know, the nice thing is, though, if we ever get any of these people into the studio, we change completely. That's how two-faced we are.
Yeah, but as soon as they leave, we'd go back.
Right, exactly.
Well, that is true.
That is true. Anything else, you big dumb bitch?
No, you big dumb
bee hole.
Bee hole? Bee
hole.
What is a bee hole?
Butthole.
Jesus. Touched a nerve with all these house frows in love with Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart, of all the people that people call to defend. My God, what's wrong with America?
The doughy Martha Stewart.
That is very sad to me that we're getting defense calls for Martha Stewart.
They don't have Kathy Lee to cling to anymore.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But is Dr. Laura show off the air or something today? Is that why these women are calling us today?
It's on its first hiatus after 2 weeks.
Hello. Oh, no, yeah, not her TV show. I'm on a radio show.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello, Don Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I can't stand Martha Stewart. She's a greedy bitch. I do not like her at all.
Right, huh?
How dare you? What gives you the right? I saw you on King and Queens. What do you look like? What do you look like? Why are you slamming that wonderful, great American Martha Stewart?
Are you guys going to be fighting at a J.O. contest to Martha Stewart?
You beehole. You're a big beehole.
Beehole.
I think Martha Stewart's responsible for a lot of neurosis in the country.
Could be.
Big women watching that. There's no way I can do that. I can't fold it that way. I can't fold it and put the pastry dough in there like that. Ah!
like you could really get Martha Stewart in a kitchen and give her a box of Bisquick and give her some milk and say, make me some pancakes, bitch. Like, she could really do it. Not a chance she could. Like, don't you know during her show that it's very convenient that all the stuff's already set up?
Sure.
And then she amazingly goes over to the stove and the stuff, she pulls it out and the stuff is already made?
Yeah, and you know, I'd like to point out, for all the Martha Stewart lovers, and apparently there's a groundswell of support for Martha Stewart in our listening audience, but I'd like to point out that you started all of this by saying how incredibly good she looked made up like that.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
That's how the whole thing started. You brought a picture of Martha Stewart in here that showed how incredible she looked with that makeup on.
But you know you peeled that makeup.
And you've got the horror.
And listen, for all you women out there complaining, I've not even started to discuss what I believe her pubic area looks like.
Oh!
The bird's nest.
Yeah.
That is Martha Stewart's pubes. With all the sticks and leaves down there, acorns, all kinds of vermin, bugs, worms, rodents.
God damn.
Well, listen to what he's saying now.
Her OBGYN has to go down there with a pith helmet on. Or no, he has to wear a beekeeper's hat.
Dr. Livingston, I presume.
You know, one of those beekeeper's hat that has that big net on the front of it.
My God, I found the source of the Nile.
He has to wear one of those Dustin Hoffman outbreak suits when it's time to give Martha Stewart a pap smear.
Yeah, they go down there with like special cameras on their helmets. Yeah. All right, how you doing down there? You know, the rest of the people are like a mile away.
That's right.
I'm about 5 feet away from Martha Stewart's vagina right now.
Hey, the sensor's going off. Get out of there. Get out of there. It's going to blow. It's going to blow.
My skin's melting. And the guy, like, he starts to disintegrate in his suit, and all the people behind the walls are just watching him.
Well, there's nothing we can do.
They're afraid to go in.
Send in the probe.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddies.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, Don, are you glad Moose Face is gone?
Oh, big brother, you bet your ass I'm glad Jamie the Moose got kicked out last night. That's the correct call to make on that show.
Now it's the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
And they look like the biggest idiots standing on that board last night looking at... What, can you... I don't watch the show that often, so I watched it last night. But it was funny when they were padding for time while they were giving Mooseface a chance to get over to the studio.
And the three guys were just standing on the wall.
What, are they just looking out at the crowd?
Well, no, they can't see the crowd because they have the giant barriers up. So they could only hear people yelling at them like, hey, you know...
Yeah, because they could have been kicked out, so their family would be out there, too.
Right, yeah. Right. You're the man. You're the man. You're the man, the one-legged boy, and the guy who plays with his nipples, and the Chinese guy. They were all just screaming back.
Who do you want to win, Don?
Yeah, who do you want to win?
The one-legged boy.
Yeah.
I agree.
Eddie.
He's my favorite, and he's the reason they had to run a delay last night, because every other word that guy says is S or F.
S.
He's my man. He's the only one that I think deserves to win on
I wish
show.
They all could win, Don. I wish they all could win. The Chinese boy, the nipple boy, and the one-legged boy. I wish they could all pool the money together.
I sure will miss my weekly sessions, though, with Julie Chang.
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, here she come now.
She looked good last night.
Here she come. Oh, come on. Come on. Here is Jamie. Jamie the whore. Come on in, Jamie.
Hey, Julie, I love your leather pants that you were wearing.
Thank you very much, Mike. Now, we are going to watch some tape highlights of you on the show.
Oh, God, that's all they do is highlight.
And then we're going to have another segment on Britney.
Oh.
Since everybody loves Britney and we kicked her around about 6 weeks ago. Let's see what Britney's up to these days.
Love that audition that Britney had for the movie. She'll be getting that
overacting.
Yeah, really.
I still like that Britney. I'm still sweet on that Britney.
But you know that acting ability. I mean, she's got to get herself into a few classes.
Not a chance. No way she could be an actress. Yeah, and Frida's actually sad Big Brother's going off the air.
Oh, my.
I mean, tomorrow night's the last Big Brother.
Will they be doing anything in the fall with the reality programming at all? I mean, when does the Australian Survivor start?
Night of the Super Bowl.
Ah.
And they said last night during Big Brother, and we all, I know the nation had a collective shudder, those of us who were watching, when they said, if you'd like to be on the next edition of Big Brother, please log on to our website.
Very scary. Well, I think they can improve.
Oh, yeah.
I think they can get some more people in there. You gotta get some more hotties in there.
And that guy, George, who's likable enough, the roofer.
Yeah, the crybaby.
He's just as dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, they ain't done nothing to me. That these people, these are the greatest
That's
peoples. These are the greatest peoples I've ever met. And for a guy like me, who can't never have a chance to do nothing, this was the finest days of my lives. Here I is in Times Square.
Oh, yeah, in the horse buggy. Right?
Oh, this is great. Jesus.
Way to go, George.
Oh,
good reflection of Rockford, Illinois.
Right there. George.
Hey, George.
Yeah, two nights, Big Brother's over. Definitely glad the Moose got voted out.
So Friday, they picked the winner.
Yeah. Right. Got to be the one-legged boy.
But they're all kind of happy now because all the three guys that are left are all on the money.
And if the one-legged boy wins, I say put a part of that money towards a prosthetic, you know,
prosthetic
leg.
Right.
You know, get rid of the crutches.
Yeah, well, he probably has one. I think he likes doing it that way. I think he likes walking around because, I mean, I think he could probably get a prosthetic where that leg is missing.
I hope the first thing that happens when they leave the house, I hope somebody just beats the crap out of Josh, though.
Don't care for Josh.
No, the pretty boy.
Slicky boy.
You know, pretty boy.
Always got the angle going.
Yeah, the Chinese boy, I don't mind
Curtis.
You know.
He's I like the right. Chinese guy because he's got the Magic Johnson laugh. How many times does that a-hole have to do that? That's why I don't like the guy, because he always goes,
You know, though, he's got more lives than a cat. I told you in the office today.
Right.
He's been up for banishment virtually every single time they've done it, and he's managed to make it through every time.
He has survived.
Yes,
he's a lawyer, you know.
Is he really?
Curtis is a lawyer, yeah.
Hello.
You don't think it's maybe fixed?
No.
Is it Julie Chen?
Well, that's right.
We'll see who the
you don't think
is.
It's maybe stacked against the, you know, the other guys?
Carol, let me open your fortune cookie. Fortune cookie say, fellow Asian win Big Brother.
But Curtis is badmouthed Julie Chen. He did in the early days.
That's right, because he doesn't like the way that she is representing Asians on the show.
Yeah, but after he badmouths her, he always finishes with,
hello, Don and Mike.
How you guys doing?
How are you doing?
Idiot. I deleted it out twice. What do you think of that?
Uh-huh.
What do you think of that?
There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. La, la, la.
You dumb mofo.
Mook.
Yeah. Let's clear these lines out, Mike.
All right, very good.
Had enough interaction with our listeners for one day.
Jesus, that's for sure.
Let's clear them out and get a call 100 right now.
Good.
And a prize package we've selected especially for you. Phone number, same as yesterday, 877-365-3636. Dial now, be the 100th caller. We have something for you.
This is the Don and Mike.
I didn't understand you, sir. No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was. I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
Their faces with your thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, anything that helps.
All right.
Time for call 100, and here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hola. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm the 100th caller?
Yeah.
All right.
Right, what's your name?
Char.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pullman, Washington. I listen to KFAM.
Beautiful. Spokane, Washington. Call number 100. You have won the High Fidelity prize pack. Head to your local Blockbuster and check out their exclusive offers on DirecTV, including a year's worth of free rentals from Blockbuster Video. High Fidelity is a good movie with John Cusack.
Ah, yes. Wonderful. Great action.
Cool.
Enjoy that. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're not going to tell us Martha Stewart's beautiful, right?
Absolutely not. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you for breaking the cycle.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hold the line, please. Now, listen, the lines are still open.
I'm just laughing because you mentioned Martha Stewart and cycle in the same sentence.
Something that hasn't happened since WW2. The lines are open if you want to join tomorrow's most unusual body contest.
We have already gotten the call from the guy that has one arm short of the other and six fingers on the other hand.
So call us at 877-365-3636. If you have an unusual body, you can come down and show it to us tomorrow. The person with the most unusual body gets a $1,500 shopping spree.
Excellent.
At Sharper Image.
That's a great prize.
I'm reading the paper today, and once again, I feel crappy for Dennis Quaid.
What now?
You realize what Meg Ryan has done to him.
Oh. Did he get screwed again?
Yeah. Dennis Quaid finds out that Meg Ryan is banging Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Quaid's on TV. He's going, bah, 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 bah. You know, he's worried about the kids.
Right.
He files for divorce. Meg Ryan comes back, and she says...
Comes crawling back, I thought.
She says, Christ, I've made the biggest mistake of my life. I had a fling with Russell Crowe.
Right.
Let's work this thing out. Dennis Quaid goes back, cancels the divorce. Today, newspaper, Meg Ryan is still romantically involved with Russell Crowe.
Oh, no.
People Magazine reports that Meg Ryan and Russell Crowe were spotted in Santa Monica, California,
mm-hmm.
as well as on Russell Crowe's farm in Grafton, Australia.
So she's gone all the way over to Down Under.
Right.
Oh,
to go Down Under on Russell Crowe.
Boy, that's a shame. But Dennis Quaid also has a reputation as a turbo womanizer in Hollywood, mm-hmm. so he's been doing it too.
A flirter, though.
No, I thought he
a flirter.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're such a big Dennis Quaid.
I am. I'm a Dennis Quaid supporter.
But I think he's closed a few deals, too.
Right, even if he's closed a few deals,
uh-huh.
he's not closed a few deals with other leading women where he's had the picture in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And at least in this case here, he's the one that was done wrong.
Well, yeah, I think he wants her back.
He filed for divorce. She came back with a tail between her legs, and she said, I'm sorry.
You know what my read is on that? I don't doubt for a second that up until this point, this whole Russell Crowe thing, that Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan perhaps had one of those Hollywood kind of open relationships. And when you have one of those open relationships, what happens occasionally is it becomes more than just a fling with another actor. It becomes this big romance, and then when that happened, Dennis Quaid was all freaked out because, you know, he was losing his woman there.
Don't you think eventually, even if she splits from Dennis Quaid, and yet for whatever reason, I'm queer for Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like
Dennis Quaid.
I like all of his movies. Mm-hmm. I've seen him interviewed. He seems like a very nice guy.
He's an excellent actor.
Mm-hmm. Can you really see Russell Crowe staying with Meg Ryan?
No.
I mean, Russell Crowe has got to have poontang thrown at him everywhere he goes in the world.
And Russell Crowe is just starting. I mean, he's just come off the aircraft carrier.
Correct.
And that plane is gathering altitude.
Right.
And I think that, you know, for a guy, I don't think this hurts Russell Crowe's career one little bit.
No. But he doesn't even need the publicity at this point. But you're right, it doesn't hurt one.
Not at all.
What kind of delusional world is Meg Ryan living in? You know, I mean,
it frightens me because it makes me wonder, has this been a pattern for Meg Ryan? Does this mean that she did have an affair with Billy Crystal?
Oh.
In When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, Jesus
and
Christ.
Director Rob Reiner.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Yep, she spread her legs for everybody.
Nicolas Cage, Tom Hanks, you know, she's done them all.
Right? All of her movies. Well, that just sucks. That sucks on ice.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Russell Crowe uses her like a toilet.
He will.
And then I hope Dennis Quaid goes out and finds himself some young, hot POA. And then when she comes back, he says, F you. F you, Meg Ryan. You got wrinkles on your face now. You got crow's feet on the corner of your eyes.
He's had something done, too, Dennis Quaid. I saw a picture.
Your boobs sag. And you stink down there.
Oh, God.
Get out of my house.
You are a Dennis Quaid fan.
I am.
Didn't we agree, though, that you thought he'd also had a little plastic surgery done?
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid, he has, like, it's his jaw. It's something with his jawline that he looks...
Yeah.
He looks different.
Yeah, he's different.
He looks good. I mean, it was an improvement.
He's had some work done. He's had some Hollywood work.
Randy hasn't had anything done.
No need for Randy.
God bless him.
Nothing for Randy to do, except to sell that tender roast chicken.
You know, and for the longest time, that had to be... You know, if there was any reason that the Quaid-Ryan marriage went down the tube,
uh-huh,
and
right.
I know that Dennis has fought those demons.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he drinks, he takes drugs, all of that. You know, I'd give him a pass. Who can blame the guy? He's good-looking, he's talented, works his ass off, and yet at some point about...
She played around on her first... I read it. I think it was in Not People But Us magazine, where she played around on her first husband, too, who was a famous guy.
But at some point... Dennis Quaid is just sitting there at home going...
Her first husband, who was a famous guy.
Who is?
Bob.
Bob Ryan. Okay, sorry. I didn't realize you're going to the Bob Ryan golden shovel joke. I'm sorry.
I was just kind of waiting there. You kept going. I was trying to grab you around the ankles there. Come back.
You got me.
Come back.
You got me, Bob Ryan.
And their other husband, Nolan.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry.
at some point for Dennis Quaid.
Right.
My point is, he's sitting at home saying, I am one of the best actors in Hollywood,
right.
Yet my retarded brother has passed me on the food chain. For some reason, I'm sitting on my ass and can't get a job.
Hey, little brother, I understand you had your wife leave you again.
And what's the number one movie of 3 years ago? Independence Day makes $500 million. Who's one of the stars of that movie?
Randy Quaid.
Retarded Randy Quaid.
Hi, this is Randy Quaid, little brother. Not only am I the new colonel, I'm getting all sorts of feature film roles. Sorry about your marital difficulty.
Is there any reason to wonder?
Very sad. Why Dennis Quaid has gone over the edge.
No. I just feel bad for him. I'm a Dennis Quaid supporter.
I know.
I really am. And I hope he finds himself a young Jennifer Love Hewitt type.
Really.
Yeah,
he will.
I think he bangs her rotten.
I mean, he's a Hollywood leading man. I mean, it's no effort
right.
for him to get a rebound romance. I mean, absolutely not. In fact, it'd be harder for her than it would be for him, I would think.
And then after Russell Crowe gets tired of screwing a woman old enough to be his aunt... When he kicks Meg Ryan out, let her come back again.
Right, because she stays around long enough, she'll be the old crow.
Because listen to me, Meg Ryan. In You've Got Mail, you hit the wall.
She also, I think, took a detour. It almost looked like they had plastic surgery at the same time, and she had something done with her mouth, and she does not look like the way she used to look.
She got Melanie Griffith disease, except at least Melanie Griffith still has those... gigantic boobs going for her.
And Meg Ryan's always had the horse teeth, too. The little chiclet teeth down on the bottom of the gums.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, you know, last night I was watching Big Brother, and something got me when Mooseface got kicked out, when she was banished. As she walked through the gate, they had the audience there to the right. There was like two guys in the back jumping up and down. I could have swore they were yelling Don and Mike. And I even asked my wife to look at it because they yelled it like three times. And it sounded like you were saying Don and Mike, but at least you just said that you guys aren't in L.A. So.
No.
And then maybe you had some audience out there yelling your name or something.
No, we've had people drive down to L.A. many times from other parts of California. So.
I don't know. It's a possibility. I seriously doubt it, but, you know, who knows? Thank you, though.
Cool, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. I mean, there's definitely a mook factor outside that Big Brother house. And, you know, we probably have some of our fans that might gravitate towards the ceiling.
Yeah, we're number one in mooks.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hi, Don and Mike, you're on the air.
I love Martha Stewart.
Oh, come on.
I do. She's so beautiful.
Come on, knock it off.
Please. I really do.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kitty calling from Virginia Beach. I got a question for you.
Yes, Kitty.
I'm a new listener, but I love you guys tremendously. But I got to ask you a question about the Dennis Quaid issue.
Yes, Kitty.
You're a big fan of him, but I was curious when you guys referred to him as being such a fabulous actor with all the, like, B-type movies that he did.
Yeah.
And yet Meg Ryan is the one that's pulling in the millions.
No, Dennis Quaid has been in quite a few successful movies.
Yeah, recently he has, but to be like a Tom Hanks, nah.
Well, no, he's not at the Tom Hanks level.
He's a second tier, but he's, you know, listen, I mean, he's the guy who makes like $5 million a movie.
So does he make that much now?
I gotta think. He just did that movie where he played the guy who talked to his dead father
Frequency. Very good movie.
CB Radio, he was in the Al Pacino movie where he played the football player, Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of good movies.
You know, there's no doubt that she's higher on the food chain as far as...
She makes more a picture, I think.
Yeah, making more movies and making more money. But he's a star.
That's true. But yeah, I didn't think of him as a big actor, but was curious on that. But no matter who does the affair, it hurts no matter what. So we don't know that maybe there was some hurt already there that it's existing, that maybe they're playing get even.
Yeah, well, that's no fun. I mean, it's no fun if you try to analyze all the details. You know, it's more fun to make snap judgments and pick favorites.
All I know is if that's the case, Dennis Quaid has at least been low-key about it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
If he's banged other girls.
I agree with, and I think that would, you know, even if we, like, laid all the facts out, you'd probably be right about that.
You know, he's not had his picture taken with the, with these girls going to parties. And
I mean, if he's banging a starlet, you know, you know, they're keeping it on the QT.
Extras from his last big movie, which I don't remember the title of, were supposedly seen going in and out of his trailer. So apparently he had a lot of extras.
I think Ryan's being punished because of her stardom right now. I think they're both just as equally, and they deserve what they get out of all of it.
No, no, he doesn't deserve this. He doesn't deserve. Here's his movies. Here's some of Dennis Quaid's big movies, okay?
Okay.
I just handed a list. The Right Stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of the movie to put him on the map.
Giant movie.
Mm-hmm.
Great Balls of Fire, where he played Jerry Lee Lewis.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, phenomenal in that. He's a terrific actor.
Everybody's All American, which is one of my top 10 all-time favorite movies.
We agree on that one. That's one of my favorites.
I've seen that one.
Of course, You're a Girl.
And then what? Dragonheart?
Then I go up to
he was in the Tombstone one, the Doc Holliday. Wyatt Earp. He played Doc Holliday.
Right. Wyatt Earp. DOA, the movie A Suspect was another good one. And then he's got a bunch of crappy ones like The Parent Trap. Something to Talk About with, what's her name, Julia Roberts.
That's right.
Yeah, but then he's got Any Given Sunday, Frequency. I mean, he's had his share of hit movies.
That's true. I didn't realize. I forget about the good ones. So, okay. Maybe you're right, this kid.
And listen, she is a bigger star than he is. There's no doubt. It's just, it's humiliating for him to have his wife going out banging some guy who's 20 years old, who you know is going to use Meg Ryan like a toilet, and then eventually one day is going to wake up and go, my God, what am I doing here with her?
Get out of
here,
Meg. I agree.
Get out of here, Meg.
It's sad for her that she can't see in front of her face, because he is a big womanizer, absolutely.
Get out of here, Meg.
Get out of the country.
Was that your Russell Crowe?
Yeah. I don't know.
G'day, Meg. I'm sick of you. Get on a plane, fly Qantas Airlines back to Los Angeles.
Have you seen the ridiculous video of Russell Crowe with his band?
No.
You know, Russell Crowe has a rock band, okay? Like Keanu does, like they all do.
Sure, it's just another vehicle to get women.
And Russell Crowe was at a some big Texas barbecue outdoor jam thing.
Right.
Where they had 60,000 people crammed into this giant cattle yard. And Russell Crowe came out with his band. And of the 60,000 people, 45,000 were teenage girls.
Right.
Who just wanted him to take his shirt off. they didn't really care what he had to sing. They just wanted to
wanted a scene from Gladiator.
All right. And here's his movies.
He's brand new. I mean, but he was in L.A. Confidential.
Russell Crowe, right, L.A. Confidential, that is a great movie. Mystery Alaska, I thought he was good in that.
Hockey movie, right?
And The Insider, he was good in that.
Oh, he was nominated, right, for an Academy Award for that.
And Gladiator, he was excellent in Gladiator.
That's the one I didn't see this summer. I did not see that movie.
He was excellent. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
I just seen the movie Suspect last weekend. It was going, and it was so good. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
And Buzz.
Hey.
It was so good. I mean, who'd have thought the judge did the killing?
The what?
The reason I watched, huh?
What?
The judge did the killing. In Suspect, remember?
I don't remember all the plot of the movie.
That's with Cher, right?
Yeah, and they thought that the homeless, he was homeless, they thought he killed the lady that worked in the government, but it was the judge that was hearing the case altogether.
Well, you just saw that movie. You sound really excited.
It was good. I mean, because I just happened to be laying in the bed, and I ain't want too lazy to get up and turn the channel.
All right, well, then let me ask you, don't you have a remote control?
Yeah, but it was on the other side of the room.
All right, then who's right and who's wrong?
Cool, because, I mean, you win if the judge did the murder.
He's still focused on
he's
that
really
thing.
Captivated by the plot line of Suspect.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I was just calling because I told Lisa, and I heard this morning, and maybe Buzz might know because he's the news guy, that Colleen was offered a movie gig with, what's his name, the Deuce Bigelow.
And Rod Schneider?
And she got it, yeah.
Really?
She's in a big-time movie now. Good for her.
Yeah. Good for her. Hope she rots.
She forgot us.
Hope she gets crotch rot.
I'm still mad because she didn't show up, right?
Yeah. I hope she gets a social disease from Rob Schneider.
Yeah, she totally dissed us.
I hope Rob Schneider gives her crabs.
Well, she's in a movie with Rob Schneider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a career move.
Well, of course,
we'd do a movie with Rob. If we got an opportunity, we'd take a movie with Rob.
Sure, we would.
For somebody that's never been in movies, that's a good opportunity.
Yes, we would get grabs from Rob Schneider to be in one of his movies.
Yes, I do like Rob Schneider. He just hasn't had the biggest box office blockbusters in the world.
Well, a pox on her. A pox on Colleen since she stiffed us on this show.
The movie's called Animal. It's about a guy who gets organ transplants from various animals and then takes on the characteristics of those animals. A typical Rob Schneider movie.
I would bet that she does not have a large role in the movie.
I don't know. She's the girlfriend. It is a lead role, as a matter of fact.
You're asking me.
No, it's a big role.
Jesus.
True.
Hello, Don and Mike. Rob, you got to buy me another voodoo doll.
You got it.
It's time to get a Colleen voodoo doll going. Hello.
That's Colleen calling.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I don't know if I'm the only one that saw this, but there was a tribute to Bruce Willis on TNT last night, and if I'm not mistaken, he was kind of going through the list of people he wanted to thank, and he thanked his manager as his partner, and the entire crowd went dead silent, and to me it looked like he came out on the air.
He came out, what do you mean, like he's a fag?
Yeah.
Well,
I swear to God.
Wait,
TNT, if anybody else saw it. The entire crowd went. Another
storyteller on the line here.
But first of all, I think it's documented. Not that it would matter, but Bruce Willis is not a homo.
No.
Well, I was thinking.
Now, wait a minute. What did he say? What did he say specifically?
He's got the homo haircut.
Julia Roberts introduced him. He came up there to get this award. Everybody was kind of roasting him the whole night. And he's like, well, I have a big list of people to thank. And he started thanking people. And then he was talking about his manager. And he looked at him and he's like, you know, this has been my friend for years and years and years, my manager, and thank you so much, and he's now my partner. And they scanned the entire crowd, and everybody went completely dead silent. And maybe me in the entire country.
It's funny this guy mentions that, because occasionally I'll be out somewhere, and I'll say something about you, and I will be saying it in such a way so that nobody knows what's going on, but I'll say something, yeah, my partner said that was very, very good, and I'll be standing with my wife. And my wife always says, when I say that, it sounds like I'm talking about my gay lover.
That's well, you are. Hey.
Well, of course I am.
You are.
So it's all right then.
Listen, I think you're missing...
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
No, I think you're misinterpreting, probably. People are probably quieted because they were bored. First off, why is Bruce Willis getting any kind of an award for anything?
I guess he didn't want to hang around and hear the debate.
You know, and second, probably he gets to the end of the speech, people are like, okay, is that it?
Right.
You know, when are you going to serve the chicken?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bruce Willis is kind of a philanderer.
Yes.
I mean, he kind of, you know, lays pipe wherever he goes.
He sure does. He does have the homo haircut, though, but that's just because he's going bald.
He's doing what I'd do. If I was losing my hair, I'd go down to the nub, too. And I know a lot of guys that have lost their hair. That's the best thing to do, man. If you are losing your hair, don't, for God's sakes, do what some friends of ours
do. Tony Kornheiser.
Oh, my God.
Don't do the comb over.
No, just get rid of it.
Let it go.
Get it out of the way. Neaten it up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You forgot The Big Easy with Dennis Quaid.
Oh, that's a great movie.
That's another good one. You're right.
With Ellen Barkin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know, what's that movie with the wraparound hair with Bill Murray that came out? And Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson and Bill Murray.
Kingpin?
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
I don't think Dennis Quaid was in Kingpin.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay. No.
That was his brother Randy.
Wraparound hair, though.
Yeah, you're right. That was Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. Right. Yes.
With Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson.
Harold?
Hello, Don and Mike.
I like that movie, Harold and Maude.
Hello.
Great movie.
Don and Mike.
Yes, I want to know, what's your policy? away movie, and if that's what they have Blockbuster for, I'm not just talking about the specific movie that he was talking about. I'm talking about any movie.
Well, now, listen, I took a lot of crap when The Sixth Sense came out. I waited a couple of weeks
right.
until I said that the kid, you know,
yes.
doesn't really, Bruce Willis is dead. Mm-hmm. And there's still people calling give me crap about that.
I'm trying to think what the movie...
Well, you were talking to Charlie Stossel.
I feel like if you need, if you're going to do
Nurse
that,
Daddy.
You need to tell everybody to turn in
your place. Hey, honey, you can't say a-hole. And
whatever.
What movie did he give away the end to? What, you mean that movie Suspect? You're mad because he gave away the ending to a movie that came out in 1987?
Don, I don't think she's going to stick around to hear the debate either. She's gone also.
But you know, you guys have a firm policy on giving away movie endings. As by the time you each have seen it, if you've both seen it, everyone should know the ending. Mm-hmm. And you've always right. stuck to that, and I think yeah. that's solid.
That's what yeah. we've come up with.
And I think it's fair.
It's fair for us.
Yeah, well, I think for really popular movies, we also billboard it. We also, you say it a lot. You say, now listen, if you don't want to know the ending.
Seen it,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. But responsible broadcasters.
But people call it dumb crap. It's like saying, hey, I went to see the Superman movie, and guess what? Superman is Clark Kent. You know, somebody go get pissed off about that.
Suspect. In all seriousness, how many years ago was that movie out?
15?
1987.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
1-1000,
2-1000. Is Rob there?
Pardon me?
Rob?
Hi.
What are you wearing, Rob?
Right now I'm wearing a patterned Hawaiian shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I'm tucked in loosely around my belt.
Yeah.
With my jeans. Size 8 1/4.
Yeah.
And it feels so good on my head. Look at me. I have a big, big head. My big head is so big and head-like.
She's thinking about your other big head, Rob.
I don't know. That's not as big.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye.
There she goes.
Bye.
Look at me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I want to say thank you for making me look like a fag.
You're welcome.
I'm calling from Modesto, California. I just went to the bookstore at Barnes & Noble's looking for that InStyle magazine.
Yeah?
Everybody's looking at me like I'm a queer because it's in the women's issues section of the bookstore.
I think you are consumed with homophobia. Huh?
That may be true.
Yep.
But the thing's like 400 pages long, right?
Yes, it's a giant, thick magazine.
Yeah. Who's on the cover? Demi Moore?
I don't know. I threw it away.
Oh, October issue. I went through the whole thing. Couldn't find the pictures.
You're
right. I'm like a fag in my community now.
Yes, yes. Demi Moore is on the cover.
Demi Moore.
She is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What page was it on? Not that I'm going back there or anything.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no, I mean, if you're going to get the magazine, you'll find it.
It's towards the back of the magazine.
What's the cover price on that thing?
The cover price on this is...
It's a friggin' phone book, anyway.
$350. Sir, spend the $350 and just buy it.
$350.
It's worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to say something about the CP comic that called yesterday.
Yes.
Not trying to tell you how to do your job, because you do it perfectly.
Of course you're not, but you're going to try anyway.
God, and you are... Boy, let me tell you right now. If you're going to give us some advice, you are the most qualified. I can tell right now.
Thank you. He was looking for something to do for you guys while he's in Alaska.
All right, of course, you've got the idea.
I have one. Have him walk around with a tape recorder and get Eskimo farts.
Great.
Really worth the wait.
Great.
Just a great call on so many different levels.
All the way around.
Mm-hmm.
What? Hello? Listen, unfortunately, I don't have a snappy retort every time some dumbass calls this show and says something absolutely stupid.
Thank you. You just made my day.
All right, good.
Listen, apologize now before I have to get your number and go through the whole exercise of calling you back.
I apologize.
Thank you.
Very good. Go away, please.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Grand idea.
You just knew it was coming to.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, look, I want to talk to you about the boy with one leg.
Yeah. On your big brother.
Yeah.
I got a buddy. You were talking about that prosthetic. I got a buddy that lost his leg the same way. And you can get a prosthetic for that, but you got to have, like, it comes with a big plastic ass. And because they got no bone to support it up in his pelvis.
Oh, so you mean he would have to actually have a plastic ass that he would wear underneath his pants?
Right, right.
How far down does it go?
My buddy's got to walk with a cane. When he uses it, but he hardly ever does.
The one-legged guy on Big Brother.
All the way up to his pelvis?
Yeah, it's all the way up there. So maybe this guy's right. Well, you know what? Who am I to say? But I think if I was missing a leg, I might go with a plastic ass if it meant I could walk around without crutches.
I'd go with
My buddy's in a wheelchair. He lost an arm, too, but he's in a wheelchair all the time.
I'd go with a plastic ass if it was a nice ass.
Yeah.
If it was a really nice ass, I'd definitely go with it. Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I might go with a plastic ass right now.
There you go.
If anybody out there has got one.
Yeah, just a full plastic ass and just kind of glue it on.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Just slip it inside my slacks.
Your trousers. Of
Hollywood has them.
Frankly, my ass is not the greatest. I don't have the tightest ass in the radio business.
I don't have an ass. You know, I have not. I'd like to have one of those.
You sure do.
I'd like to have one of those. Hey, thank you very much. I'd like to have one of those round ones, you know? And I got kind of like that. Nah, you know, I'm all stuck. Stomach and no butt.
Hello.
Got a mic?
Yeah.
Hey, I was calling about, did you see the TRL special?
Which TRL special?
It was one that just showed how much of a genius, what's the host's name again?
Carson Daly?
Yeah, Carson Daly. Just how much of a genius he was, like, when hosts don't show up, he'd be, I mean, people that, his guests wouldn't show up.
When hosts don't show up?
You know, this guy is making, of course, he's an idiot like all of our callers today, exactly. But the guy is trying to make an excellent point. They're running all of these shows now on MTV, like, the making of the video and the making of TRL. And what it is, it's a giant J.O.
Yeah, where they talk about how great they all
for
are.
TRL, where you have the producers and stuff. Mm. It's done in the format of Behind the Music on VH1.
Right.
Where you see a producer and she's got the backlighting behind her and she goes, well, the genius of TRL
is
really Carson.
Oh, God.
That Carson's the one who pulls it together. I remember the day that 98 Degrees was supposed to show up, and of course, it's a live show where anything can happen, and Carson went out there, and 98 Degrees didn't show, and Carson was able to pull the show off anyway.
Oh, huh. Wow.
Right, BFD, and then they had another one where it was...
Marky Mark and...
I think it was DMX, where... Or some rapper, they were sending him...
Eminem and Marky Mark.
They were sending Eminem, whoever it is, they were sending the guy from TRL over to the Virgin Record Store so he could sign records, and then he was supposed to come back. Well, there were so many people down there in Midtown Manhattan that whoever this was, DMX or whoever, couldn't get into the record store. So then they did a bit of improvising, and he actually called Carson Daly up on a cell phone.
Oh.
And talked to him on the air on a telephone and said, yo, Carson, I can't get into the store, man. It's too crowded.
Hey, and he thought on his feet, huh? He was able to talk to him on the telephone?
Yeah, Carson Daly's another one of those guys who signed a pact with Satan to become famous because Carson Daly does nothing.
Right.
If you watch TRL... He does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he's loved. And do you know he has a development deal with CBS?
Oh, sure. Everybody does. Except us.
Carson Daly has a development deal. Right. I don't know which is more disturbing, the fact that Lou Ferrigno's been hired as the next-door neighbor on King of Queens, or the fact that Carson Daly has a deal with CBS. Jesus Christ. And furthermore, I think Lou Ferrigno would be a better host on TRL. I really do.
We have an underdevelopment deal with CBS.
All right, kid. How you doing?
But just remember, he's playing himself.
TN, Britney Spears.
Lou Ferrigno this Friday on TRL.
Tell me something, Backstreet Boys. How's your new record going?
Join Lou Ferrigno on TRL.
Jesus, yeah, it's a pisser. And then I saw him being interviewed on the Queen Latifah show.
you know, which is also an embarrassment.
Yeah, it makes you, you know, makes you feel good that everybody that's in broadcasting should be there.
So Queen Latifah's got a show. And basically...
I actually do like Queen Latifah, though.
The reason I like Queen Latifah's show is...
I like her a lot better than Carson. I like her a lot better than Carson Daly.
One of the reasons I do occasionally watch Queen Latifah is she's still got one of the few shows left where people just scream at each other.
Exactly.
Like where they get some guy who, they, you know, Queen Latifah come on and go, okay, here's the deal. I got a guy who's fathered 11 different children with 11 different women.
Mm-hmm.
All of the women are up here today, and he's going to come up and say he doesn't want to marry any of them. And, you know, all of the 11 women are up there holding the babies, and then
right.
she brings him up, and the audience goes off on him.
Mm-hmm.
But then every once in a while, they change the format, and it was a sit-down. It was a one-on-one, hour-long Queen Latifah with Carson Daly.
He has signed that pact with Satan.
So he comes down and he sits down, and of course all the teenage girls are going crazy, and Queen Latifah says, what's up with those pants? And he had like cargo pants on, and he said, well, Queen, actually these are the pants that I can pull off down by the kneecap and turn them into shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, would you do that for us? So he rips off the bottom of the pants. And the girls, these like 14-year-old girls, are having their first ever orgasm out of the crowd while Carson Daly is showing you his calves.
He is hot.
He's hot. It's ridiculous. He's nothing.
And you know, beware of programming that's very young programming. I mean, it hasn't been on all that long, and then they have to do the behind the scenes and how great we are. And you know, when did it become, I guess probably a few years ago, it became mandatory for every movie ever made will have the behind the scenes,
yeah.
you know, talking about the actual creative process, which I get just totally fed up with. It's one of the few things on HBO I could do without is the behind the scenes crap.
You know what I do like, though, on TRL is when the little girls get disappointed when they announce that Carson can't host and the fat guy does it. If you see the fat guy, they got a guy on TRL who's about as fat as you and me.
Right.
And he always has to come out wearing a T-shirt and a Hawaiian shirt, okay, because he's fat like we are. He's got a big fat face and he has like a goatee. His name is Dave something. Is this the guy? Do you know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway, they go, Carson can't be with us today. And you hear, oh, but stepping in is... Dave the fat guy! And this poor guy waddles out, and the girls just go...
All the energy.
Yeah.
The core constituency is dissed.
That's the guy I like on MTV. I like the fat guy, because it's like...
Yeah.
He,
is he better? Is he funny, at least?
No, he's not funny, but
you
know what?
He just has nothing to offer.
He's so awkward.
Right.
I like it when he's on TRL, because it's like you can see him looking in the monitor and going... I'm a fat guy.
What am I doing here?
What am I doing here? You know, talking to 98 Degrees or talking to the Backstreet Boys.
Now, they really wanted to go with something different, make it an old fat guy.
Yeah.
Make it a real old man fat guy, you know? Absolutely. You know, just go completely, really turn the core audience off.
You're not going to believe this. Like, you're like John Poff.
There you go.
Today's host of TRL is John Poff.
Hi, girls.
You're not going to believe this.
Hey, I'd like to see all that entertainment experience on MTV.
Hello.
And here is
on Mike's show.
Yeah, this is Michael Husted.
Think he'd be the field goal kicker for the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys had any extra work around there I could do, trying to get some extra money.
You haven't been fired yet.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm trying to save up some money because I'm not feeling any job security here.
Right, right. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hi, this is Andrew.
Yeah, hi, Andrew. You're on the air.
Hi, nice to talk to you. That guy Dave, the VJ on MTV.
Is that his name, Dave the Fat Guy?
Dave the Fat Guy. He entered a VJ contest to be a video jockey, and this freaky guy won.
Your car phone's dying out. He entered the contest. Who was that prick we hated? What was his name, Jesse?
Jesse, yes, Jesse, who was... It turned out to be a scam meister himself, that he wasn't what he was portraying.
Maybe that's how that, you know, because I've always wondered how such a fat, dumpy, regular-looking guy got to be on TRL.
That's right. You know, they have a few of those guys. They really do. They have a few. There's so many now when they go out and they do the beach shows and they do the, you know, the house shows.
Yeah, but this guy, Dave, he's the fattest MTV VJ.
Is he fatter than Matt Pinfield?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, Matt Pinfield's no longer on MTV, you know.
Really?
I don't think, you mean the fat, bald guy?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Is Nina Blackwood? Oh, my.
You know what I can't figure out, though, why they still have on TRL? Skeletor. Kurt Lauder.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Lauder, who has survived. Kurt Lauder, I believe, is an original.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like you're doing the news, and it's like you're watching Buzz do the news.
I'm Kurt Lauder. What would be wrong with that? Just the music we have right now.
Buzz is just, he's an older gentleman.
He's much older looking than I am, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Big fun at the Universal Amphitheater. I'm Kurt Lauder.
Let me ask you, Mike, if you were to hold up a picture of Kurt Lauder and Buzz Burbank, could you tell the difference?
Yep, Buzz has a beard.
You got it.
There you go.
Correct.
Easy. Thanks, Roman.
Easy picking. I am Kurt Lauder, MTV. I've been here since the beginning. And big fun the other night at the MTV Video Awards. Oh, my God.
We're looking for it.
I'm clutching my chest here. I'm not feeling my right arm.
Kurt Lauder is so effing old.
When I see Kurt Lauder, I think of certain friends of ours that have gone to work for MTV. But that's why Kurt Lauder is still there.
I'm Matt Farmer.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably a big Kurt Lauder fan.
And you know what, Buzz? What? I take it back. Your skin is better than Kurt Lauder's.
Yeah,
thank
Kurt
you.
Lauder has
Kurt Lauder, he
had Richard Belzer skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got Tommy Lee Jones skin.
Absolutely. That oily hair.
Norv skin. Time out. We got to do a break.
Kurt Lauder and feeling very tired. Yes, I'm like Hugh Hefner.
We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mikey.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Dawn and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Dawn and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Tell them both to pray for civility and prayer.
Ooh.
Yes, give
them
God a job,
words.
Boy.
Thanks, Larry.
Don't make them pimp smack you. Don and Mike.
Listen, tomorrow is the most unusual body contest.
Yeah.
Show up here at our JFK studios. Come on in. We will say,
how are you doing? Show us your body.
If you have an unusual body, show up tomorrow.
Right.
Giving away a $1,500 gift certificate to the Sharper Image, courtesy of the 15 days of 007 on TBS Superstation. Don't miss 15 days of 007 every night through October 15. He's the man. He's the legend. He's 007 only on TBS Superstation.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
That's tomorrow, the unusual body contest. Just show up. Show us what's unusual about your body. We'll vote. Most unusual body wins a $1,500 shopping spree at Sharper Image.
So this isn't exactly a totally nude contest.
No,
this is
although
just
it certainly could be.
Yeah, if you choose to do that, yes.
Nudity never hurts on this show.
I mean, certain people might be able to walk in fully clothed and immediately display the fact that they have an unusual body.
And on the other hand, perhaps
others might really have to, you know, show us.
Take it all off.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And maybe you have something that to some would be considered beautiful and absolutely normal, yet you find something wrong with a part of your body.
Sure. We encourage those people, too.
Like, for instance, if there was a girl listening
who had a mole in just the wrong place.
Yeah. And she thought it just threw off her entire body.
We could look at that.
We'd be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Yes, we would. And the prize tomorrow, $1,500 for that. And tomorrow's going to be jammed because we're going to have the Pick the Pros segment tomorrow, too, with either the big-boobed weather girl from Fox.
Yes, trying to get her on this week.
Or Chris Mortensen from ESPN. Or maybe both of them are coming on tomorrow.
Hand talker Chris Mortensen.
I'm not really sure. We're also trying to get Nancy on so that I can yell at Nancy about his show.
Right.
Also tomorrow, the new low-budget Jeopardy. And tomorrow, Dennis Franz. So it's going to be a busy, busy Friday.
That is a busy D.
But we're going to work all of the unusual body stuff into tomorrow's show. So just come on down. It'll be ongoing during the entire show.
Good.
We have a couple more phone calls. We have Match Game 2000 coming up on today's show.
Hey.
And at some point, I do want to have the discussion about Munsters versus Adams Family.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'll tell you why, but I don't have time now. Lisa says there's a guy, an alky on line 5, a guy who's called us before, an alcoholic from California.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the alky?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
How are you doing?
You called us before?
Hello, Mike.
Are you a recovering or are you a current?
Current.
afraid to say.
Current, what happened the last time you called us?
Basically asked how extensive it is, and I found that after I got off the phone with you, it was about, I don't know, 50% there. Now I feel about 90. It's right constantly.
Wait, so hold on. When you called us before, you were 50% alcoholic. Now you think you're at 90% alcoholic?
Yeah, it's been drastic.
Are you drinking right now?
I am drinking right now.
What time did you start drinking today?
About 11.
Rob's giving you a round of applause.
Rob's applauding.
How much do you drink on an average week?
Average week?
By Rob's schedule, 11 is not an alcoholic.
Somewhere, hey, it's happy hour somewhere in the world.
Well,
Robbie,
11 o'clock is definition for weekend. Social drinker.
There you go.
Socially drinking.
Absolutely.
No problem.
Considering I'm supposed to be at work and I took the day off.
You took the day off to drink?
Yes, I did.
And on an average week, what is your, you know, what is your average drinking schedule?
Well, being that I work full-time during the day, I can't really work. I'm a driver.
Oh, that's good to know.
Jesus, well, I'm glad you didn't go in today.
Wow.
I get home probably 5 or 6, probably put back about a 6-pack a night.
You probably drink a 6-pack a night?
Good Sierra Nevada pale ale.
That's not alcohol.
Yeah.
No?
Not a chance.
That's it? No hard stuff?
A little SoCo here and there.
Little what?
Bottles a weekend, Southern Comfort.
Oh, Southern Comfort.
Rob nods his head. You need that right away.
I didn't know about that.
Mike and I didn't have a clue. What have you had to drink today? Since 11 o'clock this morning, what have you had to drink?
11 o'clock this morning. About...
That's the time you gave us, sir, remember? It was about 30 seconds ago you said it.
Oh, I recall.
There you go.
I'm just trying to remember what I've had. I've had a shot of Southern Comfort.
Right.
I've had 4 Sierras.
That's 4 beers.
And 2 Sierra Nevadas. Or two Samuel Adams.
That's 6 beers.
6 beers,
I'm a big fan of,
six
I'm
beers
a big
and a
fan.
Shot.
Yeah.
Hey, you got nothing to worry about.
Don't worry.
Are you sure?
I mean, you got to worry when you're drinking as many bottles of the Southern Comfort as you are
when you
beers.
When you stay home from work to drink instead, that might be a problem.
Well, Buzz thinks you have a problem. John and I are kind of blowing it off.
I don't think you should be out driving if you're a driver.
Yeah.
No.
I don't. I stick away from that. I like my job.
Just remember, sir, no one likes a quitter.
Very true. Can I ask how the weather is?
Well, don't you have a window?
Out there, I mean. I'm all the way in Sacramento.
It's absolutely sparkling.
It's nice.
Couldn't be a better day in Washington, D.C.
It'd be a great day to sit outside and just drink yourself silly.
That's right.
Okay, maybe next time you guys come out here, we'll drink ourselves silly then.
You know, it's funny, sir. It's not like I've heard this term before, but you might be described as high-functioning.
High-functioning.
Able to keep your job and drink at the same time.
I do many things.
I didn't know what high-functioning meant. You know what that means?
Yeah, high-functioning. High-functioning is a term that's used for, like, an alcoholic can be, you know, a guy that's a CEO of a major corporation, and he's high-functioning. He drinks to the point of getting drunk.
Ken Stevens.
But he's high-functioning because he keeps his job and nobody knows that he's a drunk.
I
could do that, but being that I'm still young, I couldn't be a CEO yet.
All right, so why did you call us today?
For your advice. Am I not a full-blown alcoholic?
But how often do you take off work to get bombed?
I don't. I got to work 50 plus, baby. It's about making that money.
See, there's the pressure, Don. That's what I tell you all the time. It's the pressure.
But you didn't go to work today, though.
No.
So when's the last time you took off work to get bombed?
2 weeks ago.
You know, I'm not equipped to give out the advice because my wife has already got my ass in a sling. I'm not allowed to have a martini during the week.
Wow.
During the week?
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
What do you mean, how do I do that?
That might be another
thing. How can you last 5 days without going?
There are lots of ways you can deal with that. And it's called the glove compartment, a golf bag.
NyQuil.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that cold can just linger. You need a shot of NyQuil every night.
Tussin.
So I have something to
wear. Tussin on it.
With a Tussin on it. The thing is, I could have a martini every night, and I wouldn't get bombed out of my mind, but I do have a compulsive personality, and I also worry about having a drink every night.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just counting the hours. As a matter of fact, not that I'm counting, but it's approximately 29 hours until I'll be able to have a drink.
That's funny.
Wow.
You know, it's a generational thing. I think a lot of our parents...
Think about my 28 hours and 53 minutes until I'll have a martini tomorrow evening.
Yeah, our parents, in our generation, our parents used to, you know, do the nightly beverage in many families. You know, that you'd come home and you'd have the little unwinder, and I think our generation was more inclined towards doing nothing during the week and then kind of blowing it out on the weekends.
So, I think,
which is why I do not drink during the week, and on the weekends I will have, on an average Friday night, 300 or 400 drinks.
300 or 400?
Right. All right, you're okay.
We're all even.
Thank you.
All right, thank you guys.
Bye bye. And incidentally, for the record,
I don't drive, though.
This is really the wrong show to call for serious advice.
Yeah, and, you know...
I'd just like to say that.
And we give the advice that we can, that we're capable of giving, but I do want to say that when I have the 300 drinks, I do not drive.
Hello,
I don't even walk.
Hello,
Johnny Rob.
Hello.
Hello, guys. How are y'all today?
I want to say, I've been with Mike, and I'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. He has said to me, before we started drinking, he says, I'm fine up to 100.
Right.
When I get to 100...
I'm not walking anywhere. You guys, if you want me to be somewhere with you...
Take the keys.
Take the keys and take the chair.
Bring me
take the
you.
Chair with the wheels on it.
But up to 100, he's fine.
That's right. When we really want to go out on the town... You know, it's usually only in New York City when that happens. When we're going out on the town, we have to take the Mike wheelchair.
Hello.
But you're high functioning.
I am high right up until that 100th drink.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
How are you all today?
We're great, thank you.
Good. I just have to say, I feel like that guy has nothing to worry about compared to what I've dealt with.
You mean your husband?
Oh, my God, yes.
That's funny. I like it when a wife calls saying my husband, because now we're going to get a real, true assessment.
And I'd like to welcome to the show for the first time ever, I believe, Carrie Spiewak. Hi, Carrie. How's the pregnancy going?
No, I'm not pregnant, that's for sure.
All right, now what does your husband do during the week?
Well, actually, right now he's not doing anything in the week because he's currently in jail for his problem.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy, that's not good.
He's actually a habitual offender, so
He's
gone for over a year, but it was nothing for a case a day. I mean, that was like every day?
How many a case? How many in a case, Rob?
Four six-packs.
24? Jesus Christ. 24 beers in a day.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
The last time that he got busted, he was driving the company van and got busted, you know, in his employer's vehicle on his last DUI.
So you're going to wait for him while he's in the big house?
Of course.
So you're still in love with him?
Of course.
But you're angry, and that's why you called us, because you just want to kind of vent.
Oh, I'm angry, but, you know, at
the
same time...
You had to vent. No, I understand. You wanted to vent a little bit. I understand that.
Just a little bit, but also, I mean, even growing up, my daddy, I mean, he still drank... at least a six-pack a day, and he's not an alcoholic, I don't think.
He's fine.
No, sure he's not.
Sure he's not.
Got to drink a six-pack of beer a day. He's not an alcoholic. Hello, Don Mike.
Wow.
My daddy. My daddy.
Daddy.
My daddy. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
And I'm just calling to thank you guys.
Why is that?
Well, because I won a trip to Iceland several months ago, and my husband and I just went on our trip for our fourth wedding anniversary.
Oh, very cool.
And we had a total kick-ass time.
Now see, just yesterday we had some crazy woman calling saying she didn't get a Jerry Seinfeld t-shirt from 2 years ago.
Yeah, but the lady that won the trip to Iceland. Now, how was Iceland? Is it as cool as they say?
It's there are some very cool things there. It's very expensive. I'm sure they wouldn't like me saying that, but...
That's all right.
Like a beer cost $10. So...
Well, you know, that's a bargain. Go to a Redskins game some weekend.
Really? I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, well, they have this huge VAT tax, but the... Bars are complete. They completely party like very sick people there.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Well, like the bars don't start rocking until like about 11 o'clock, but they don't close until 3, and then there's big like street parties after that.
Wow!
And even though it's butt cold, they're all wearing the tiny little like backless things and the skin little no.
No wonder Jerry Seinfeld used to go there all the time.
This is a great country.
Who are these girls?
Yes, we're going out at 11 o'clock, and at 3, the street party starts.
Well, listen, Amanda, glad you had a good time. Thank you for calling
us.
Well,
I just wanted to thank you. We did have a great time, and it was a nice way to celebrate our anniversary.
No, you're very welcome. Cool.
Thank you so much.
That makes up for all the idiots that call us and say, hey, Don Mike, I never got my T-shirt.
Yeah, nice normal call. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I just wanted to point out, isn't it 3 hours earlier in Santa Monica?
So yes.
He's had 6 beers and a shot in 3 hours?
Yep, you're absolutely right. That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 6 beers and a shot in 3 hours?
Yeah.
Well, what are we beating the guy up for?
Okay, just
back off a little bit.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Today.
Hi.
Hey, well, I was wanting to get an update on your cartridges in your wall there.
Don't you listen to the show?
Yeah.
You obviously know the problem's been resolved.
Well, you guys, did they give him his money and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, hey, problem solved.
Hey, thank you also for the DVD player I won also.
Hey, another satisfied winner.
You're very welcome.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, not serious. As normal as the last call.
No, love. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I want to talk to you about my Havana omelet I had yesterday.
What is that, a sexual thing?
No, I should remember your BM terminology some university came up with for you.
A Havana omelet. No, what's that?
Oh, it's a really nasty one. The one that blows all over the bowl.
Havana omelet.
Oh, man. Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Radio God.
Gender confusion.
Hi. The male or female?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Another woman with a penis.
Hi, Mr. Debbie.
Hi, Deb.
Oh, you guys.
Hi, little Debbie. What can we do for you?
Well,
yeah.
I've been a recovering alcoholic for almost 14 years, and I can tell you that fellow who's had, 6 beers and a shot?
Yeah.
Although he's a high-functioning lightweight, if he thinks he's got a problem, he does.
Yeah, that's what they'll tell you.
Gee,
yeah.
Do you think?
That's what they say, and that's the way you probably should play it.
Gee, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
Gee, do you think?
But here's the key, and here's the wonderful thing about it. If you deny you have a problem, you're okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I like it when I can make a recovering alcoholic laugh.
That's good. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, it's me, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, check bounce, man.
Right.
Okay.
What check was that? Your alimony? Your child support?
I guess we're not going to hear the end of that story. The check bounced.
There was a guy just trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and he's already gone. I was going to start 69 and he's already gone.
He's gone, yeah. We are approaching punishment time.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, very much so.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing? What? What's up?
Well, I was wondering, guy offered me a $100 bet. Should I take Maryland and 26 tonight?
The Terps?
Maryland versus Florida State and 26?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
No?
No.
Not even close.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. But go visit Dennis Murphy at Portal 7.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
It's Brian Cheech.
Hey, is this really Brian?
Hey, yeah, man.
No, you're not.
Hey, listen. You left one of your skin tags on one of the exercise clothes yesterday.
This
isn't
Brian.
Want me to save it for you?
This is
not Brian Cheech. Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is the guy that I work out with.
Right. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to let you guys know I got a J.O. tape in the mail for you.
Well, listen, a lot of guys have sent us tapes, but they're all goof tapes.
And even more guys have called and said they've sent it.
Well, don't worry, but you might want to, it'll be marked for Dan, but when you get it, once you see me kind of finish, I'm going to turn it off right away because I got some stomach pancakes there for you.
All right.
And then he hangs up.
Mm-hmm. All right, there has to be a punishment.
Yes, he's the one. Just going away, hanging up. We will not be disrespected like that.
No.
He owes us an apology and our listeners.
You should know better. Please, let me just clear this line out. Somebody, anybody, Ferris.
See if we can catch him. See if he can be...
Hello?
...stuck in our gill net.
Hello?
Is he gone?
You know, the problem is I don't know if that was him that just hung up or another guy.
Okay, so we can't do it. Too many people calling.
I don't think we can...
The lines are throbbing today.
Damn, they are.
Like a underused brain.
They are throbbing like Ron Jeremy in a bad porno. They're veiny.
Hey, Ron Jeremy was never in a bad porno.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's yeah. Right.
Hello?
So says you.
So says me.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Are you still trying to get the other guy?
What other guy?
I'm sorry, I got a good William Shatner story for you.
What's your William Shatner story? What's that? What is that sound in the background?
That was just my car window.
That really will. Let's hear it again. I don't believe you.
I'm serious. I'm driving on the road. There.
Were you rolling? Were you rolling it down?
Yes, sir.
He's right. Yeah, I heard it again.
All right, very good.
Okay, what's your William?
You know when he got the Priceline gig and he got paid in all those stock options?
Yeah.
They're all worthless right now.
Why?
Because Priceline has gone from a high of $104 when you receive the options, and it closed yesterday at $10.50.
Is it really? Has it gotten its ass kicked that badly?
Yes it has.
Oh, my God.
Well, one month after he got the stock option deal, for a brief period, they're worth like $14 million. And now they're completely underwater by like $90, so they're worthless.
That's hysterical.
Thank you.
I thought you guys would like to hear that.
That's a good update.
Man.
Buddies.
Especially since I saw him on TV recently being interviewed. And, you know, big sloppy fat with his bad toupee.
Do you know where you're going to?
And they asked him about Priceline, and he said real smugly, I don't use it because I only fly first class. Monday morning, out of that stock's worth $10.
And she's gone!
Man, that's incredibly volatile. I bet it came back today, though.
That's great. It's not rock solid, Mike. Like Infinity stock.
Yeah, Infinity stock.
Infinity stock is rock solid. Uh-huh. You know why?
Why?
Because it never moves from 32.
Yeah, it doesn't go up, doesn't go down.
It never moves.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
If you want to invest money in the stock market and guarantee you're never going to lose it, buy all of the Infinity stock you can.
How much money will you make on that?
None. But you'll never lose it.
It'll stay right where it is.
And really, go home and convince your wife to take the money out of savings that you've saved over 20 years of your life.
Right.
Convince her to put it all in Infinity because that's the company you work for. And you won't hear from her every day that the Infinity stock hasn't moved. You won't hear from your wife every day that you'd be making more money if you took that money and put it in a goddamn savings account and got 2.5% interest. But I'm not complaining.
No, no need.
Not complaining.
At least you didn't lose $9 million, which is apparently how much William Shatner lost.
Wow, really?
$9 million.
Whoa.
One guy. Oh, my God.
That Infinity stock, that's rock solid.
Stays market-wise.
Never moves. Not an inch. Every day I go home, she says, Infinity stock, 32. Great.
Time to diversify.
You know how much we bought in that? I say, yes. She says, why do we buy so much? Because I believe in the company.
Sure, right. You're company man.
How come it hasn't moved?
You'll get your reward.
I said, I don't know how come it hasn't moved. I go to work every day. I don't know how come the goddamn stock hasn't moved.
You know, it's weird. Radio stocks are weird, yeah.
Just never moves.
You know who I saw? I interviewed our old boss the other day because Emmis had done so well.
Jeff Simoleon?
Yeah, yeah. Incorrect. Record profits. And stuff. But the stock had gone down a quarter. That's the way it works. It's weird.
It had gone down 25 cents or 25%?
It had gone down a quarter.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. It was not 25%.
But it had gone down a quarter. Was it trading at more than 32 a share?
I believe it was. Maybe not, though. I'm not sure.
That's a pisser.
It might have been in the teens.
Listen, Infinity, and I'm not just saying this to suck ass. It's true. Mm-hmm. Infinity is the best-run, most profitable radio company in the world.
Right.
Which is why I took virtually every dime I've saved my life and put it all into Infinity stock when they had the IPO. And it's done dick.
The CEO believes it's undervalued.
Well, I'm with the CEO on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he and I are in the same boat, I believe.
He'd like to see that change, too.
Good. I'm glad that's a priority for him.
That is you better believe that's a priority.
And I don't know who the CEO is you're speaking of, but I believe he's probably a beautiful, intelligent, fantastic, charismatic man.
And he can fly.
Hello?
Don, Mike.
Yes?
Daryl here from the Virginia Sewage Company, and we had about enough ass out of your callers right now.
And then he hangs there. Get that one.
Okay.
Get him.
Go on. Get him.
916-786.
See, the guy's not even from Virginia. 916 is Sacramento.
Right. We must have an apology.
We must. You got it, Robbie?
Yeah.
Good work.
Far too much of that going on today.
Good work, boy.
Very nice job, Rob.
By the way, Infinity's 31 and an eighth today.
Great.
Hey, it's moving.
They're moving down.
Actually, up 11 sixteenths from yesterday.
11 sixteenths. Wow.
Yeah.
Christ, I'm going to be rich. Up 11 sixteenths.
Someday.
Auto West Dodge, Auto West Chrysler, Plymouth Jeep. Please listen because our menu has changed.
Oh, God. Some guy working at an auto parts store.
Yeah, well, we know where you work, pal, so watch out.
Jesus.
Beware.
Hello,
Beware.
Don and Mike show. Hello, last call. We must break. Hi. Hello.
Oh, hey, good
Don
one,
and Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, no, I'm not a hick. This is J-Rock from Springfield.
It has nothing to do with being a hick, sir, but never mind. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering why you tell all your fans that you, you're going to get them back and that you're going to have revenge and all. And I've gotten you on the Laura your head on these nuts joke like three times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And you went on a nice little spiel about how you're gonna get me and all that, right?
Well, what do you think we'd do, really,
I'm
telling you, what do you think we'd do?
You don't do anything. I don't think you do anything.
How do you know?
Because it's never happened to me. Nothing's ever happened.
Well, are you asking for something bad to happen to you?
No, well, I don't even care because nothing's going to happen. Yeah, sure, give me something. You've done it three times. I listen to you guys every day, and, you know, you had me walking around my house nervous.
Well, that's
all right,
good.
Good.
Bingo.
There. So something did happen, didn't it, asswipe?
There you go. You say absolutely.
Yes,
we had you nervous.
Right.
You just solidified it.
But that was just the first time. How about the other two times?
Well, now you're going to be even more nervous.
No, I'm not at all.
Yes, you are, pal.
You should be.
You remember how you
here
told me you
were... Here comes Charlie Broyle, our producer. Hi, Charlie Broyle, coming
would
in
you really
I'll
like
give
me
you my number.
Time?
I mean, that's
yes,
awesome.
Really. Hold on.
You're not scaring me.
I will. Charlie, really? This time...
See?
No, I'm talking to Charlie Broyle, our producer.
No problem.
Really, this time, and listen to me, you bastard.
Yes,
I swear on my son's life, and I love my son more than anything.
I know you do. He's
a
good kid.
We are going to F with you now.
I appreciate
and we will do it in a way that is untraceable to us.
Right. Well, that's a good... Yeah, I know. I figured that. But I'm not really scared.
Good.
You really don't do anything.
That's great. You shouldn't be scared now because you're a dummy.
When nothing happens, it wasn't us.
There you go. Absolutely. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks.
It's never you.
Thanks.
It's very interesting when Charlie Broyhill gets motivated to come in here to the studio. That's good.
I bet he is.
What is it about today? What is it? We've got a rash of these a-holes today.
Cyclical.
It is cyclical.
You know,
there are days where we get one right after the other.
You know,
then there are days we have great people call.
Well, you know, one idiot hears another idiot call, and they go, hey, it's my day to call today.
Yeah.
Right. I got you three times, and I'm not really scared. And
yeah,
I want
well,
to tell everyone
fine,
out
but
there
I mean, that is
them.
That is really fine, and you listen to the show every day.
I love it.
You listen to, well, then why do you do this? If you love the show, we don't like you doing that.
Right. Well, you know, everyone wants to get their little airtime for a second.
Well, I mean,
but you guys are good.
If you
and to get you on a these nuts joke, that's kind of hard to do.
But if you
and
did
kinda,
it
you know,
once,
feel good.
If you did it once, I mean, didn't you get enough satisfaction out of doing it?
And now you're calling. You're calling simply because
number four.
You're calling because nothing happened to you. And now I'm telling you.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And I'm telling you something.
I just didn't want everyone else to think that you're actually getting them. And look
something
at
is going to happen to you now.
Okay. Well,
something that will
you
be,
know,
I'd
be more than happy to
let
call
me,
in. Just
now, hold on a second. Hey, Manic Man, just eat it for a second, okay?
Just sit
quietly and listen up. Because
yes,
I'm going to tell you a story about another guy that did exactly what you were going to do.
Okay.
He said the same type of thing, too.
Did he?
We were not serious. There are some people that we are serious with, and there are some people that we are not serious. Now, I don't want you to respond every time I talk, okay? Just shut up for a second. Okay? Because the guy that we did this to ended up calling us on his own and apologizing after he dealt with the crap that came down on him.
And begged for us to stop.
I was close to doing that after you scared me the first
time. We didn't do anything to you the first time.
I know.
But I'll tell you right now, you're really playing with fire when you do this kind of stuff. You may be stupid enough because obviously it's been our impression that you're not a real swift guy to start with. You may be dumb enough to think that nothing's going to happen, but I swear to God, this is not horrible, awful,
going to destroy your life stuff, but I'll tell you right now.
It'll be
I got you. I know. It's all good. It's all for good and fun. I understand that.
It won't be fun for you, though.
No, we don't like this. Do you understand that? We're making it very, very clear. We would much rather have a guy on the other end that says, hey, I love the show, and just goes about. But when you do this, you got a little problem with the show, you see.
And now you're calling to throw it in our faces.
You're kind of challenging us.
And now,
and that's not bright either.
And now something will happen now. And
sure.
you will call us back and you will say, I'm sorry. Please accept my apology.
Because I don't know whether you're aware of it, but I mean, I know Charlie is, because when Charlie comes in and says that, Charlie already knows who you are from previous callers. If you're, you know, I don't remember your voice, but Charlie obviously does.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know whether, you know, Charlie's got a record of every deviant caller that we've had since we've been on 15 years ago. Charlie keeps meticulous records of that kind of stuff because we have to do that.
And
because, you know, one of you guys turns out to be something that's really abnormal and we got to report it to the right people.
He's a sneaky bastard.
Right. He might be. That's a short for
it. Yeah, because it's not, this is not normal behavior.
For me?
Not at all.
Yeah, right.
You might think it is, but it's not normal. You might think, hey, I'm just doing it for fun or whatever.
But this traffic?
is, you know, doing the D's Nuts call, even take it one step further.
It's
that
so
might
funny.
Be a that might be a perfectly normal thing to do. But you
That's
calling you calling like this, that takes it into a different, like, weird area.
Right.
So what
I was just wondering, because, you know, you tell everybody that you're doing, and you're dead.
We tell everybody what?
False information.
Your cell phone is breaking up on us here.
It's a crappy cell phone.
We tell people that we'll F with them if they don't stop calling the show and being dicks.
Right.
I mean, that's the only way we can protect ourselves.
And most people get the message like you did the first time. You're
right.
Stupid enough to have called us a couple of other times and now call up and throw it in our face.
And
right,
if you
right.
feel that way,
like
if you feel that way, of course you're not, I mean, going to say, I'm not worried, go ahead, bring it on. That's perfectly fine, too.
No, I mean, I'm not talking like that. I don't mean...
No, you are.
Oh,
it sounds
yes,
like
you are.
That's all
no.
you've done with the whole call.
And I'm
right.
telling you...
Like that. It has escalated to that. But I was just...
And I'm telling you...
why you said it. I kind of... I take it. Excuse me. I take it. And you guys are really good. Nothing happened, then I did it again, nothing happened. I was like, oh, these guys, you know,
so,
just
so, and under your, the way you look at things, if you were a bank robber, and you went,
I would
to,
never
you,
be.
You went back to a bank like twice, you said, hey, man, I didn't get caught. I'll go back a third time, because nothing's happening. There are never any patrols around here.
Right.
That would be that theory, wouldn't it?
And you'd be dumb enough to go into the bank and say, hey, I'm the guy who's robbed you three times.
I'll see you next week.
I'm going to rob you again, because you don't do anything to me.
You're not, I know, but it's not like that, because I don't do illegal things like that.
Oh, really?
Correct. But what I do is put it in you, is the egg. You can call me egg, because I like to put the egg in the face. And right now...
Okay, and you know what? We like to put the egg up the ass of guys who like
I know,
to put the egg in our face.
I heard you enjoy that, but...
Charlie, do we have anything on this guy? Because I'd be curious about that.
I mean, we have his numbers.
I'll be more than
happy
to give my number.
What's that?
Okay, give us your number. What is it?
Oh, man, what a shame for that cell phone to be a... Now, hold on. Your cell phone's breaking up again. You're obviously on the move.
Give us your number. What's your number?
Now, you're still in a bad cell. You got to wait. Hold on. We got to get
right.
your cell.
If you're really that brave, you know what I'm going to have to do, though? I'm going to have to star 69 and call you back.
Okay.
To make sure that you're not giving me the number of somebody else.
No, you can do that. I'll be
I will. I'll call you right back. Bye.
Sure.
Somebody's already called. God damn it.
Wow.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Why are you calling?
Why am I calling? Where?
I am trying...
There you go. Okay.
Was it the same guy?
No, I don't think
no.
so. I don't think so. But Charlie will tell us during the break.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. If you know the number...
No, that was a landline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the call was a cell phone.
All right, well, listen, guy with the cell phone. If you want to give your number out and be a big man, call back. Otherwise, we'll go through our records and we'll find your number. Okay? Because I'm a guy who likes to put egg in the face.
Oh, God.
Please.
How tedious.
Come on, we'll take you on.
How tedious.
Hello?
We've done it before.
Dynamite. I got lines open right now. If that guy's got any balls, he could call and get right through.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
I just cleared out five lines. This is not the guy, right?
This is not the guy.
Why are you
calling? I'm actually calling to compliment you guys on a hell of a show.
Thanks.
And to say that while I love your show, I think you guys have the biggest percentage of asshole callers of any show I've ever heard.
You know, why do I take that as a compliment?
Well, you know, the reason is
I really do.
We don't screen out calls.
Yeah, that's a big reason. And, you know, I think most of your listeners are probably intelligent, bright people.
I know they are. Goodbye. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi. May I speak to Donna Mike?
You're speaking to us.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
This is a young lady that was in your last Las Vegas style show, and I just want to call and say thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. I don't mean to be curt with you, but time is of the essence. Hello, Don and Mike.
Could be him again with his bad phone.
Hello.
And, you know, for all the people that are saying right now, hey, Don and Mike, you're giving the guy just what he wants. Yeah, of course we are.
Yeah,
of course.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. No. You know what? F it. We're wasting too much effort on this. Hello, Don and Mike.
Let it go.
I can't.
Let it go.
I can't. You tell me to let it go. You don't want to let it go either. You know you don't.
I don't.
Hello, Don and Mike.
We'll just reach right through the phone and get him.
Don and Mike.
Hello?
Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Hey, yo, yo, 40.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, what's up, 40?
What's going on, dog?
Hey, 4-0.
Selling outside the liquor store.
Of course.
Hope the NAACP don't catch me.
Hey, 40, I need to talk to you. Hold on, we got to do a break, though, okay?
All right.
Okay, all right, hold on. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
Ladies are always encouraged to call the Don and Mike Show at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Call us and get intimate.
Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Why, of course, Eddie. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, I flip-flop when I think about this show.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think, I wish we had a show where we screened all the calls, where every time we would take a call, it would be someone who had their radio turned down,
right,
knew what they were going to talk about, had something concise that we needed to say, we'd have some nice repartee, we'd hang up, and we'd move on to the next call.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be our show then.
I know. Sometimes I really think that way.
Yeah.
Then I think we had a segment like that last segment. Frankly, every phone segment we've done today.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's cyclical. I mean, some days we come in, all the calls we take from people are great. They're lucid.
Sure.
Regardless of if you agree or disagree with what we're saying.
Right. Right, exactly. You know, it's people that are, you know, basically sticking on what we're talking about and have interesting things to say, if not hysterically funny.
Yeah. Sometimes it happens like that and it's good. Sometimes we have a show with a bunch of dummies in a row, but that's good.
That's funny. That's right.
Because the dummies are you know, kind-hearted, and they don't mean nothing.
Sure.
And then sometimes you get a show like today where you just get these smart-ass a-holes calling up.
That think they're smarter than they are.
And, you know, after you take about... So far today we've taken, I think somebody counted in the back room, over 100 calls.
Right. Okay. That's probably right.
We've already had over 100 telephone calls today. When... 80 out of the 100 calls are people calling up, trying to be funny and not being funny,
mm-hmm.
or trying to F with us, or trying to get in fights with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. What should we do? Do we pull back? Do we not take calls? Do we go to the part of the show where we just screen all the calls?
Well, I think we demonstrated that many times that, you know, we always like to say we're the pettiest show in America. And I think that a lot of times when we take calls like that, we're giving people that are calling the to give us a hard time precisely what they're looking for. There is no doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
With that said,
I think you and I know that, and it's also not lost on that on us that it's very entertaining sometimes when we get into a major war. I think there are other times when that's not always the case. But I do know that whenever we spend any time, I mean any time at all, and when I say that, I mean not hitting the delay and just moving on. We're giving those people what they want.
I know
what those people desperately want.
Right.
And in many cases, they come back again and again and again to get it. And that, so I mean, it is a dilemma.
I know they do. Well, maybe we should switch. Maybe we should just screen all the calls. Well, no, but then we wouldn't have an honest show.
No.
And the guy called up and he said, your show is the most a-holes of anybody in the world calling up.
And I think that's charming.
It's true. It's just because we just plopped down a line. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Don, Mike.
Yes.
What's with you Packers, huh? People are trying to call down there and, you know, get a little respect, and you guys are tearing them apart.
You tell me one person who's called to get respect today who we've torn apart.
Well, I don't know. There's all these threats and stuff. That's no good. That's no fun. You know, you guys work for us. You're our radio slaves, right?
No. No, we don't work for you. If you don't like the show, pal, turn the show off.
No, I love the show, but you guys are radio slaves. You work for me.
No, I don't work for you.
I think you do, Mike.
And this is Don. I don't work for you. See, there's another perfect example.
Yeah, a guy that thinks he's sharp and thinks he's together and then can't even tell the two of us apart.
Mm-hmm.
Then giggles along. What the hell is wrong today?
I don't work for you.
You got me going, you know? You're going to F with people. I don't know, guys.
You have the power. Listen.
Up there near the street in Fairfax, that's not good. And then you're calling and telling people you're going to do this stuff. I don't know.
Well, if you don't like it, then it's your prerogative to change the station.
We're just trying to do our job, sir. We're just trying to do a show here.
And yes, I understand.
And you know, F you.
And if you don't like it, you have the prerogative. Change the station. If people stop listening to us, we won't be here anymore. Yeah, what's your response to that?
I don't have a response.
And this is the typical type of guy that I'm talking
about. Yeah, absolutely. No agenda, just enjoying his moment. He wants to pile on, and it's not an original call.
Maybe I should F with you guys. Maybe I should do that.
Well, you know, everybody else is today, and you know something? You're piling on. It's certainly not an original thought today.
And like I said, when it's cyclical, when we get someone who Fs with us, all of the small minds out there who think that they've got it,
right,
they want to call and try to F with us,
it
too.
It is completely. I mean, if you analyze the calls on this show, you could actually find the patterns and find shows like this where it happens. Right. It happens every single time. When one of them, they all join in.
Hey, because they're all mentally ill here. It's okay.
What's that?
We're all mentally ill here. It's okay.
What do you mean we're all mentally ill here? Who are you talking about?
Talking about you two sick bastards.
Well, I appreciate that compliment that we're sick bastards. Yes, absolutely.
Cyclical, that's a pretty big word. You guys sure you can handle that?
Now, see, you just keep going.
Again, this is a guy who just wants to fight.
I don't want to do it.
You just want to fight. I want to tell you something. Kiss my ass. if you think,
right, I'll do that.
If you think you can do a better job, is that the feeling I'm getting? You think you could do a better job?
No, you guys do a great job.
Okay, then why are you calling to bust balls?
Well, I don't know. You guys just are busting a lot of balls on people that call up.
We
just
bust, right? Listen, for the last time, we bust balls of those who deserve to have their balls busted.
If somebody wants to call with a perfectly normal call, elusive call, and they just want to join in, we take hundreds, thousands of calls every year that go fine. But if somebody wants to call in and pee in the big weeds, of course we're going to bust balls.
You know, we get a half-wit like you who calls up, who obviously is, you know, you're and it's an insult what I'm going to say to any minor league baseball players, but you're like an A-league baseball player who thinks he can stand up in the major leagues and hit a home run.
It's not necessarily entertaining for anybody else, but it's entertaining for you personally.
Is what I'm saying not true?
What are you saying? Make the statement.
What are you saying?
You guys F with too many people.
We F with those who...
That one guy just called a little while ago. What, are you going to send a hitman over to his house?
We F with too many people, but yet you listen to the show every day.
Just today you do. I'll let it slide the rest.
No, we've done this before.
No, we've had shows like this before. And like I say, if you really think we F with too many people, then why don't you use your prerogative and turn it off?
Yeah, your greatest prerogative is to turn to another station. That is that, and I encourage people like you to do that.
Okay, I'm going to wait for you guys to hang up now.
Oh, God.
See, you know what?
This is absolutely irrational.
This is, and then you get the nervous laugh from the guy.
Yeah, same thing.
Who thinks he's funny, the guy who thinks he's pulled one over on us. Guys like you are the reason we F with guys like you. Because your problem is, I'm positive, you're this way in real life. And all the people that you come in contact with on a daily basis would like to tell you to F off, that you're a jerk. You're not funny. Your false self-confidence is absolutely transparent. But none of them can tell you that.
Why not? You're doing it.
Yeah, you were doing it because we can.
Because you're on the radio, right?
No, not necessarily. Probably tell you that to your face if you came down here.
Come on.
We would. Absolutely. But I'm sure whatever you do for a living, and I'm not belittling you. I don't know what you do. Whatever you do, let's say you work in an office. You know, whoever the guy in the cubicle is next to you, he's not going to turn to you and say, you know what? You're just an unfunny dick. He's not going to do that. You know what he's going to do? He's going to turn a deaf ear. He's going to make an excuse to leave the office. He's going to make an excuse to go to the copy machine. He's just not going to tell you you're a dick.
I'll try not to be a dick, okay, guys?
You got to have a lot in you to do what you do. To have the, and I'll give you the balls factor to call us up and to get through, and to do that, you got to have the balls factor. But you are a dick to do it.
Okay, all right, I'm a dick, but I'm watching you guys.
And if you listen to
us, what's that? Oh, now this is interesting. You're watching us.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What's that?
Don't F with too many people.
Listen, we'll F with as many people as we like.
You're watching us? Would that be a threat?
No.
We will F.
You got to be real careful about your verbiage when you get into that territory.
We F with anybody that calls this show that deserves to be F'd with. I think if you listen rationally and you take your emotions out of it and you actually sat back and think how many people we say, thank you for listening, thank you for calling, that guy was funny, that was a good caller. Those people greatly outnumber the calls we take from douchebags like you.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Really,
maybe you're right. Maybe I'll give you a little bit of credit.
I'm absolutely right. You're a dick. And I'm amazed nobody has told you yet that you're a dick.
Well, you can't be nice all the time.
What do you do for a living? I mean, you don't have to tell us where you work. We're not looking for that. But what do you do for a living?
I can't say.
Oh, you can't say.
Oh, right.
That wouldn't be right.
Because it's so super secret. We didn't ask where. We just asked, what do you do? What's your profession?
I mean, in general, the general, like, line of work, too. You don't even have to say specifically what you do.
I work in an office like everybody else.
Okay, and like I said then, my theory's true. When you work in a cubicle next to a guy like this, who I'm sure is like this at work.
Sure is.
Hey, man, did you see Fred down the hall? Who the F does he think he is, man? God, that dumb effer. Hey, did you hear the one about the Eskimo that goes down the street and he sees a rabbi? You know, you think you're funny. You think you're cutting edge.
Listen, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to let you guys know that you're dishing out too much ass. You know what I mean?
Well, you know something? We dish out. You have not heard what we've been saying. Have you heard what we're saying? We dish out ass in proportion to the ass that we get.
And well, why?
I guess we don't have anything else to talk about then.
Why should we sit here and be a receptacle for ass? Why should people call in and ass on us and
that's
we just.
Job.
No, it's not my job.
Entertainment.
But the fact is, I mean, that the key point here, and you said, I guess we don't have anything to talk about, you're probably absolutely right. We dish it out in proportion to what we get. We do not, believe me, it is not unsolicited crap that we give people.
The people who call us, who get crapped on, are people either like you, just dumb effort.
That last guy, he had called a few times before. You were riding him hard.
That last guy started it. They're just responding to what he did. He was the original jerk. Are you saying that we gave that guy too much crap?
Yeah.
Why? Now, why? Why do you think that?
I don't know. Don't say I don't know, pal.
Tell me why.
You're going to F with the guy, and, you know, you got him all scared. What's up with that?
Oh, I didn't think he sounded scared at all. I don't think he sounded scared one little bit.
He said he wasn't scared.
He was telling us he has no reason to be nervous. So, I mean, if you go on what he said, he was talking about the fact that we don't do anything. So, I mean, why? I got no impression the guy was scared.
Nope.
So what next point?
That's my only point, guys.
That's your only point? You're a dickwad.
You have no point. You possess no point.
Throwing the little punches at the end. You guys are too much.
No, we don't throw in the little punches at the end.
Why don't you stick around? We'll exchange big punches.
I called you a dick from the beginning of this phone call. And I'm not going to be the one that hangs up and runs away.
So if I hang up, I'm running away.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, God.
That's right.
I can't stay on the phone all day.
You're a turbo pussy. We can.
I know that's your job.
Precisely.
Right.
And
for the record, you know, and I'm glad we brought this discussion up, and I'm glad that this guy called. This is the perfect illustration. If we get a guy like this who calls, we're going to give exactly what we get from the guy on the phone.
Yeah, you're not going to get what you get on other shows, which is, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, or just the, you know, delaying him from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, we could do that easily. We just don't. We choose not to. Because there are a lot of people that enjoy this.
And
we might not necessarily, and I'll tell you, there are days that we enjoy it, and there are days that we don't. And I'm being very honest with you.
And this is the day that we don't enjoy it.
We do not like it one little bit, sir. I'll tell you that right now, and I hope, and that probably gives you a little pleasure, and if it does, c'est la vie. But I'll tell you right now, days like this, we do not dig. We don't dig talking to guys like you all day. We don't.
Maybe I was a little too tough on you guys.
Of course you were. You were wrong. You were wrong. If you listen to this show rationally, you will hear that we only crap on people who crap on us, or we crap on guys who call and think they're funny,
right,
and then run away.
Now, do we take...
I don't think I'm funny. I'm just trying to make a point. That's all.
Do we take it seriously and like, take it home with us and dwell on it?
Yes, I think you guys might.
Let me tell you something.
We would seriously... If we did that, and I am being honest
with
you...
We'd be nuts.
We'd be in an institution right now. There's no way that can happen. But do we take it seriously when it's happening?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. It sucks sometimes. It totally sucks to get these calls.
I guess I owe you guys an apology.
I guess you do.
That would be wonderful.
I'm sorry I called and was an a-hole.
Thank you.
Okay, that's nice. I feel better. I feel better now.
Thank you.
Okay. Maybe I just needed to vent a little bit.
Okay, if you needed to vent, at least you were a man enough guy. And, you know, so far I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop before he hangs up.
Thank you.
But if you're calling, if that's the way you feel, then fine.
I just don't want you guys effing with me, that's all.
Well, we did. I mean, you effed with us, and we effed with you for about, like, 3 minutes there.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm sorry I was confused, but you guys unconfused me.
All right, thanks. I'm glad we could work that out.
All righty, I'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hopefully not, but...
Bye, old friend.
Bye. And there he goes.
Amazing.
I think you did some good there.
No, I don't think so. No way, man. He was as sarcastic as he gets.
I know.
So. Oh, my God. It's
so
weird.
But even if
it's
sarcastic, we will take the apology.
Can you imagine, seriously, when we walked out to the elevator at night that you and I were talking about
please.
The phone calls we got?
Please.
That would be like in a car somewhere. You're right, Buzz, with like a gun up to our head.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. This is... just one of your grateful listeners. I think you guys need to keep going with the phone calls. Just give them a two-strike policy and put their numbers on the internet. Let the rest of the a-holes and dicks you got listening.
Well, listen, I want to tell you the truth. That was a thought that we came up with. But, of course, that was vetoed.
That's illegal, unfortunately.
By the great people in this company who can't get the stock to go above $32 a share. You know, they're great at telling us what we can't do.
Right.
But how about getting off your ass and making that stock worth as much as MS? Please. Really?
I don't know if MS is higher than our stock. I have to check.
I'll bet you right now five dreidel dollars that MS is trading higher than Infinity.
Take the bet.
You're on.
And that's after yesterday's great day of earnings reports from MS.
Buzz?
Do you know the symbol for MS?
No.
You can look it up, right? Look up a symbol, look up.
Yeah, it's there. I'm asking by name now.
MS Broadcasting.
E-M-M-I-S.
MS Communications, perhaps?
Yeah, that's probably it.
All right. There were several. There were four, actually.
There were what?
There were four MS's altogether. This is MS Communications. It's up now, and they're worth, $23 a share.
I owe you $5.
Five graded on. Does that make you feel better about the Infinity stock?
No. Try it against Clear Channel.
Okay, let me back up here.
Here's your five, Mike.
Thank you.
You want to go double or nothing?
On a Clear Channel, no. front. No, I wouldn't be able to say. You're saying the Clear Channel's higher than Infinity?
Yeah.
So you'd be right about that.
And you are. $55 a share.
Okay.
Not that I check things like that, though.
Oh, you knew it already. All right, here's one, and okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to name another.
I'll tell you if I know or if I don't know.
Okay.
ABC Cap Cities.
Okay. ABC Cap Cities will be... See, that might be Disney.
It is. It's all the same thing.
It'll be more a good portion more than CBS.
No matches were found.
Than Infinity. Than Infinity.
I bet it's lower than Infinity.
I'll say it's in the 50s. And I don't know.
Go to ABC Cap Cities.
Yeah, I just did that and it said you didn't find it.
It would be Disney.
Try Disney.
All right.
D-I-S.
ABC Disney, you think, or just Disney? Because that's going to be the whole corporation.
Well, I mean...
Well, see, you know what? That might be a tough one to pull because...
You're talking about the whole...
about the radio.
You're having a whole corporation compete against the
All right, here's
radio.
Another one for you.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, go back and get me Inside Radio. It's on the wall by Alan's office. Because Rob can just read the quotes from yesterday. He can just read out the companies.
Okay.
And we can find out who's doing better and who's doing worse.
Very good.
But anyway, my point in all of this is that at one point we did have a grand plan to get a website.
Mm-hmm.
And people who F with the show, we would put their numbers up on the website.
Yeah, somehow that's against the law.
But the people from Infinity Broadcasting said, no, you can't do that.
Huh.
Because they're working so hard to make sure that that stock doesn't go above 32.
You know, in a very strange way, we don't enjoy the calls when they happen, but we do give those particular individuals that listen to our show a tremendous amount of pleasure when we do that.
Yeah.
There's a great deal of joy there.
All right, bring it in. No, not that. The last page.
A lot of pleasure.
Oh, okay. The last page that has the stock quotes, and don't show it to me, please. Just step over to the microphone and read it.
I'll be right back.
You know, I gave him a task that he was totally unprepared for. He's running out of the room.
Now, he'll come in angry, though. His cheeks will be flushed.
Panties all in a wad.
He's going to come back in angry. He's going to come in angry and filled with tood. There's a lot of tood around everywhere today. You know, you and I thought it started out as a perfectly normal day, didn't it, today?
Yeah.
It really did.
Well, I got to be honest. I'm fluish.
Yeah, but let me tell you, look, I would look you in the eye and I would tell you if I thought it was because you were fluish.
No.
It has not. As a matter of fact, I think you're handling it very well today.
I was this close to not coming into work today.
Right.
Wow. Really, but then I thought I just yelled at my kid 2 days ago, telling him if he's sick, go to school.
Damn.
All right, give me a radio company, Rob.
Beasley.
That's less than Infinity.
Less than Infinity.
You're right, 10.25. Big City.
Less.
Less.
Right, by a lot. 4.25. Ceridian.
Less.
Less.
It was at 27.25.
Find the big companies you heard of before.
Citadel.
Less.
Less.
13.75. Clear Channel.
More.
Less.
56.5.
Oh, you got one on me.
That's the last one you had.
You said that already.
All right.
That's the one you just won $5 from.
All right. Well, then why did you say that one?
Because it was...
Rob?
Because it was...
Okay, Rob?
Because it was...
That was a nice reverse setup.
All right, what's the next one?
Jesus.
Cox. Less.
Less.
Less it is. 16 and whatever, some change. Cumulus.
Less. More.
$4.80.
$4.80?
Yep. Oh, here we go. Disney.
Okay, here's the one we were doing before.
And I thought it would be...
You thought it would be more. Didn't you?
No, I thought it would be less.
Disney is going to be more than Infinity.
Less.
$37.50. So it's close, but
boy,
close.
It's close.
We did MS, right?
Yes.
Entercom with an E. Entercom.
Less.
Less.
28.25. Entravision.
Never heard of it. Move on.
Hispanic.
Who cares? Move on.
Infinity. 31. Interrep.
You know, give me the list. Just give me the list. You don't know the ones to pick.
No, I don't.
You have no idea.
And I threw a bottle cap at you.
I don't care about that. I'm just realizing that I know nothing that goes on.
And I'm putting my hand over the side.
Okay.
Sorry. Boy Scout honor.
All right.
Jefferson Pilot.
More.
I agree. More. Jefferson Pilot.
Wow.
68.
Yeah. Big company.
Radio 1.
More.
Less. But I have facts on this. I read they're going in the tank today.
Oh, really? Ooh. Okay.
$8.25.
Oh, so long. Farewell.
Salem.
Less.
Yeah, right. F them. We hate them. 11. Viacom.
Well, that is CBS.
Yeah. That'd be 50. That would be 54.5 or so. They're 57.
56.
56. All right.
Westwood One.
8.
Eight.
Now I'm guessing the share price.
$8 a share.
Yes.
50
yes.
cents.
50 no, cents. I'm going to guess that Westwood One is what was Infinity?
Infinity.
Was it 31?
31.
I'm going to guess Westwood One's at least 30.
Okay.
Mm.
What's Westwood One?
19.
19. Yeah. Okay, I was a little low.
19. And that's down.
Where's J-Core?
J-Core's not here.
Okay.
See, I don't see
not
either.
On the list. I think J-Core became Clear Channel.
Ah, all right.
Which is a monster at 56. Disney's at 37. Why does Infinity suck so much ass at 31?
Mm. Well, Infinity, if you look at the other big companies, Infinity's comparable. It's up there. It's up there with a lot of the other companies.
Jefferson Pilots at 68.
68. That's saying something.
That sucks.
It's depressing.
Clear Channels at 56.
Mm-hmm.
56?
Right.
Hispanic is at 24.
Mm-hmm. You might want to get a little taste of that.
Entercom, whatever the hell that is, they're at 28.
What's Intercourse at?
69. Okay. All right. Oh, now hold. Now we got a stock guy on the phone. Beautiful. Hello, Troy.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, I'd just like to. I'm sorry to say this, but everything that you've been talking about is really means nothing.
Sure. It means nothing that I took all my money in the bank and bought Infinity at 24, and 2.5 years later, it's at 31.
Well, okay, but you're saying, well, oh, if the stock is at 50, it's better than a stock that's at 40.
No, we're not.
That's what you guys have been saying for the past. Well, where's this one? This one is.
No, you know, I mean, I understand the stock market. I understand how it works, and certain prices, you know, are valued higher. Certain stocks are valued higher than others. We're not that stupid,
sir. Have
you
guys not been comparing stock prices?
What's that?
Have you guys for the past 10 minutes not been comparing stock prices?
Well, we're doing that just to guess. Just to guess which is valued more.
But we understand how the stock market works.
This one's going in the tank. This one's down to $8. This one's doing that.
Well, no, I mean, we said that about Westwood One. Westwood One is a company that we owned initial shares of, and we know where Westwood One has been. That's why we said that.
And I also know, I read that the stock for Radio One has plummeted this week.
Mm-hmm. So those were two educated comments.
It has gone from 20.
So maybe, okay,
there can be two educated
comments.
Hold on a second. There can be a $4 stock that is doing gangbusters. That's just terrific. I know that. We both know that.
But I'm telling you, Infinity at 31 sucks. It sucks. This is the biggest radio chain in the world with the most number of radio stations that produces more revenue than any radio company in the world. And at 31, that stock is undervalued.
So what's your pick of the week, sir?
I don't know. I'm not going to go on your radio station.
No, you're just going to bust our balls, but you're not going to give us any kind of pick.
Well, I don't want you to tell your listeners that stock's doing great because it's, you know, a $60 stock.
We didn't do that. And how would you feel if you took all your money out of the bank and bought a stock at 24? And 2.5 years later, is it 31?
Well, I would feel like an idiot if I took all my money out of a bank and put it in one stock.
Okay, well, then you know why I feel like an idiot.
Okay.
But he's a company guy. He's supporting the company.
Loyal. He's loyal.
He's supporting the company. That's, you know, it's different than if you did that and just picked the stock.
I put all that money in Melco.
This is the company we work for.
And I still believe that Melco will pull that stock up.
Mm-hmm. But stupid and loyal will get you nowhere.
So if you are...
Listen, stupid and loyal has got me to a pretty good place in life.
But what's going on with your investments? I mean, you're saying you're losing all this money.
What would you do, sir?
I would spread it around. I wouldn't put it in.
And I'm asking you for specific ideas on that subject.
And I
mean, you're going to build yourself.
I would not put it in one stock.
Are you a broker?
No, I'm not a broker.
Are you a financial planner?
No.
What do you do?
A financial analyst.
You're a financial.
I analyze stocks.
You analyze stocks for a big investment house?
Yes.
Like a DLJ, a Bear Stearns?
Something like that, yes.
Okay, and so I'm asking you, since you're coming on our radio, just for the benefit of our listeners, what's looking real good for the future?
Well, I'm
just throw one out there.
You just want me to come up with one stock
pick? Yeah, why not? One right out, you know.
This is an excellent stock pick for everyone out there.
Pull it out of your ass.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because you just like being a jerk. You are really a jerk. You know that?
Why? So everyone can go out and say they'll dump their money in this? And
no.
Be an idiot like Don and just, you know,
okay,
lose all their money?
Okay, all right. Listen, idiot. Let me explain something to you.
I'm sorry. Am I upsetting you, Don?
See, this is just another... This is astonishing.
You're another...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay?
All right.
On this show, if I make a statement like I took all my money out of the bank and put it in infinity, I am overstating. I made a large commitment to infinity, but I didn't take all of my money in the world and put it at infinity.
Well, Don, I can only go by what you said.
Okay. Well, unfortunately...
Well, that means you're a little challenged.
You can't draw the line between someone doing a comic radio show and somebody having a serious financial discussion.
And I am totally astounded. Hold on a second. I am totally... Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm not going to let you talk. I am not going to let you talk. I want to tell you something. I'm going to let you talk.
Okay.
All right, no, I'm not going to let you talk. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's just my opinion. If somebody calls professing to know all about stocks and then tells us
that
he's an analyst.
That?
You just said you were an analyst.
Yes.
You just said you're an analyst. And you don't have the balls to even give a pick?
I've never made the statement that I know about everything about stocks.
Well, what's the stock you've been researching? What's the stock you've been analyzing?
I'm not going to go into that.
Oh, really?
But then I guess then you'll...
Because you don't have any balls.
To what, make a call?
You don't have
like
any
that?
Balls. You just don't have any balls.
Right,
so
you don't
make one statement.
And you know why you're not doing that? Because you don't do that. Now I'm convinced of that.
And for the record...
Not a self-respecting analyst in the world that would call this radio show and not give us a little taste of something.
And then what would anyone do with that information?
Coming from you, I'd flush it down the toilet. I'd feed it to my dog.
You guys are the ones that invested in Infinity, not doing anything with your money, so...
Don invested in a lot of companies, just like I invested in a lot of companies. We're doing a show!
I'm just talking about Infinity. I also bought, for your information, I also bought Viacom at 17. That's now trading at 57. Mm-hmm. I ain't bitching about that one, douchebag.
Well, there you go.
Okay? We've also got all kinds of other crap.
So you just want to complain about how bad you're doing when you're really not doing that bad because it makes you look good in your radio station or something like that?
No, I'm complaining about the Infinity stock because this is the best radio company in the world and the stock doesn't budge.
Why?
I don't know.
You tell me why. You work in the stock market.
You're the analyst.
I don't look at your stock.
I work in radio. I'm telling you, this is the best company in the world, makes the most money, got the most revenue.
And a good analyst will look at every stock.
I would be willing to say that they're probably paying you too much.
A good analyst.
That would be my explanation.
You're just bitter. You just got an agenda, and you don't have anything serious to say
agenda?
About stocks.
You kiss
your
my ass.
Agenda.
My
is the,
agenda,
you,
jackass.
You're at, hey,
hey,
let
listen,
me
listen, jackass. Come on. How much revenue do you think Mike and I bring to Infinity a year?
I don't know. Probably maybe 1/100th of what Stern does.
Oh, yeah, let's bring him into this. How much money do you think Mike and I bring into Infinity?
I don't know. Tell me.
Now, why don't you make a guess?
10%.
10% of what?
Of their revenue, of the total revenue.
No, give me a number. How much?
No, no, hard number.
How much revenue do you think we bring into Infinity a year?
Maybe $500 million.
Come on, you have nothing to do with the stock market.
How much?
Listen, if we brought in $500 million a year for Infinity,
right, yeah,
I would be living on an island somewhere, you dumbass.
I'll say probably total revenue for a year is what? Maybe $1 billion?
At a radio station?
For your whole radio station, for Infinity.
For Infinity Broadcasting,
yeah.
The whole company.
Yeah, what do you know what the revenue is?
I know what the revenue is for this show, and I know what the revenue is for our home station.
For Infinity.
No, for our home.
You don't know what percentage your revenue is for Infinity. Do you ask a question you don't know the answer to?
I know.
It's not what he asked.
I asked you what we make for Infinity in a year.
Do you know the answer?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, how can you say the reason the stock isn't going up is they're paying us too much money?
Oh, again, Don, I always think I was just being sarcastic.
You sound
Oh, again, Don.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Oh, again, Don.
I
want to tell you right now,
statement.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the stockbroker, and now I'm sucking on helium.
Listen, at least you know what I do for a living. You know where I am. I'm not making
not
up
a,
something.
You're not a stock analyst, you pussy.
Why?
You're not.
How do you know?
I know. And that's got to really suck for you, doesn't it?
Why?
Because I know.
Because you're like a guy with Ameritrade or E-Trade.
That's right. You are not an analyst. You are a liar.
What do I have to tell you?
And you have called before.
I have to do.
I've never called you.
Yes, you have.
Give us the name of a stock or tell us the name of the broker that you work for.
All right. How about this stock? I'll say Avery Dennison. Ticker is AVY. Their ROE, return on equity, is probably around 14-15%.
You're still a liar. You're
What's
not
a
an
peg
analyst.
Ratio, Don? Tell me what a peg ratio is.
We're not analysts.
I have no idea.
Well, how do I know what a peg ratio is?
You tell me what an Arbitron quarter hour is.
An Arbitron quarter hour? That's what a broker would know. I don't know what an Arbitron quarter hour is.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not even a broker's term. It's a radio term, you moron.
What the hell would I know?
You are so unbelievably stupid.
You just asked me something about the stock market that I didn't know. I asked you something about radio that you didn't know.
Okay, so you're a radio person. Does that mean I'm an analyst now?
Right, we are a radio person. Someone you want to be, and you'll never be. You'll never be.
I think I would want your half-assed job.
Yeah, I do.
You're dying for it, buddy.
You'd love it.
It really
kills you not to be on the radio. It is killing you.
Do you guys agree that I'm an analyst now?
No, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
No, you're not.
So what terminology?
You wish you had our job, though. That's the fun thing. You do wish that you were here. You wish you had this power.
That's really all you guys can do is just say, well, you wish you were us. You wish you were
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
You assume that everyone would want your job.
Absolutely. Well, no, not everyone. You.
Just you.
There are a lot of people with very, very wonderful jobs that would never want to be in the studio. But you, sir, you would like to have your skinny little ass sitting right here.
Because you're like, I got to tell you something. If there was a real stockbroker out there, a real player.
Analyst or broker?
A real analyst or broker, however you want to put it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be a limp dick arguing with two disc jockeys on the phone for 20 minutes.
Why?
He wouldn't. Because
well,
he'd be
good at his job. He'd be very secure in himself.
How am I? I'm not secure,
Mike. You're totally insecure, and you want to do what we're doing for a living. You're very, very bitter and angry.
You're challenging us at every single step.
What every
you
step?
Called,
I challenge you on one.
Now, let me tell you the difference is we're arguing with you, you're arguing with us, and we're getting paid for it, pal.
Hey, jackass, I just got paid. I'm sitting at home right now.
Hey, jackass.
I just got off work.
Hey, jackass, you're making our living for us today. Fantastic.
Well,
thank
I'm
you.
Glad.
And you wish you were here.
Why? So I could sit there and look at Don, Buzz. I mean, what do you guys do all day? You just sit around and...
We have a wonderful...
You know what we do all day?
Except jackasses like me.
You know what we do?
You do?
You know what we do?
With people like me.
We earn giant profits for our company, can you?
And yet it gets you nothing because...
And we are handsomely rewarded.
It gets us nothing?
Well, your stock isn't doing too well. Do you get options?
Fortunately, I don't
get
paid...
Stock options?
I don't get paid in stock. I get paid something every week called a paycheck, douchebag.
Well, most people get paychecks, but I would say if you're...
Now, why are you so... Let me ask
employee,
you.
I would assume you get stock
options. Why are you so angry and so bitter?
It would have given you stock options.
Why are you so angry and so bitter?
I'm not angry and bitter.
You are. You're extremely angry and bitter. Do you know, we say this again, I'll say it to you because I got to repeat it. The percentage of people that call this radio show... is absolutely minuscule compared to our listening audience. And the percentage of people that call to F with us is even infinitesimal. It's unbelievable. Of course you are.
You F with us.
I'm driving home. You guys are rambling on about stock prices.
Yeah, but
I just wanted to call up and make sure that you guys knew.
But you didn't call to help. You didn't call to offer any guidance or assistance.
You called
to be a swinging dick because you want to do what we're doing. You didn't want to assist our listeners.
You think I just wanted to get on the radio?
Yes, you did.
Why are you the only stock analyst who called?
I don't know.
Would you like to go on with another stock analyst? Would you like
sure.
to have another analyst call in?
Sure.
Have a little analyst debate?
Sure.
Sure, because you got so much free time because you're so scary successful, right?
I am crazy successful.
You're crazy successful.
No, I'm 27 years old.
27 years
like,
old.
I'm
like
55 like you guys.
You
and
sound like you're 18
I'm doing
years
for
old.
My living.
Pardon me, what was that?
I said I'm not like 55, you know, setting my job like you guys are, your little cushy job. No, I'm
just... Oh, here you go. See, you hear that, folks?
Here
he
we
just
go.
Gave himself away. Mm-hmm. Cushy job. Yes, it is a good job.
Yeah, first off, we're not 55. Second off, this might seem like a cushy job to you, but that just shows your lack of intelligence.
What?
And that's a good response, too, when you just say, what? Well, he's regrouping.
You both are talking over each other. How the hell can I understand?
No.
I said it very, very succinctly. We are not 55. This is not a cushy job. You think it is.
Mike just said it was a cushy
job. No. I said, listen to what he just said. He just said, I said it's a good job.
You know, you're a guy, you remind me of a guy who watches a baseball player like George Brett, who makes it look so effortless the George Brett could knock out single after single after single. And the guy, while sitting at home with his thumb up his ass, would say, God damn, I could do that, until he actually got in the batter's box and had a pitch coming at him 100 miles an hour and realized there's no way he could get wood on the bat.
So it's very tough answering phone calls all day.
Do you think it's easy dealing with idiots like you every day? Do you really think that that is pleasant? We just got done talking to the other guy talking about how miserable this can be.
Listen, I'm telling you something. It's not work like digging ditches, but what we do, yeah, it's goddamn tough work. You try entertaining 6 million people 4 hours a day with no script. There's no way you could do it.
I couldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it.
All right, then don't give us crap.
I'm not giving you crap.
You are giving us crap. You could have called in and said, hey, here's what the deal is, and been very, you know, I'll give a bigger man's perspective.
All right, let's just say this. Where did I...
No, wait, I want to finish my... Hold on, I want to finish my point.
All right, go ahead.
A bigger man would have called in and said, hey, listen, I work in the stock market. You guys, listen, when you're talking about stock prices, remember, the price of stock doesn't necessarily reflect the value of the stock. You could have said that, but no, you wanted to call in with your attitude.
What did I say? What did I say?
You called in with an attitude.
You're so stupid, you don't even know how it works.
Yeah, let me tell you this.
So
guy.
I called in, I pretty much said the exact same thing, but I guess I had a different tone to it.
No, you didn't. It was the way you said it.
Like women.
You have a total agenda.
A different tone to your voice.
You have a total agenda.
What is my agenda?
Your agenda is to bust our balls.
You're right.
Right. So, I mean,
okay.
So I said a bigger man would have called in and just been very helpful. You can't do it because you're so bitter and so jealous.
Jealous of you guys.
Oh, you bet your ass you are, pal.
You don't think you are?
No.
You know you are.
All right, let me think. This could be my life at your age. I'm afraid about this.
Hold on a second.
Going through a midlife crisis right now.
Hold on.
I mean,
hold on. Let's start with.
Boy, he's got it all figured out.
And for being a scary, successful stockbroker, you have a lot of time to listen to this show.
Anybody that's in finance, you just think is a stockbroker, right?
So I'm using that as a generic term. Let's start with the first insult, which was our appearance. That's an easy one to go at, being as we don't know what you look like.
Okay.
Number two, midlife crisis.
So wait a minute. How do you know I know what you look like?
Well, because we're famous guys. You can see our pictures anywhere.
So I was accurate.
Yeah, when you said we're fat, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Second, midlife crisis. How so?
Yeah, explain that.
You guys just seem very bitter. You're very upset that everyone wants your job.
And you seem very completely at ease with yourself.
Was I not accurate with that? Everyone's like, oh,
no.
If you were here, you wish you had my job.
Listen.
Your job is that great? Why do you think your job is that great?
You do, sir. You do. I'm not talking about everybody else.
No, I don't.
You like
if
to
you
say that everybody.
You keep saying that I do, even though I'm...
Oh, I know you do.
See,
I know
if,
you do.
If you didn't, if you weren't getting the first boner that you've gotten in 5 years from being on the phone with us, you would have hung up 10 minutes ago.
Why?
Because you love it.
You love being on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Any guy with any self-respect, any real successful businessman would have bailed on this call 15 minutes ago.
But an angry little frustrated 20-something that really isn't making it in his analyst job, if he really has an analyst job, and I doubt he does, he is just very bitter and very angry, and he'd rather be doing this, because it's much more exciting and much more fun.
Because frankly,
I could go watch TV, but that's about it right now.
You could watch TV, and you could get mad at TV. You could watch TV and go, oh, that Drew Carey.
I'm not mad.
He's
not, are you
fat.
Mad?
Drew Carey's fat. He's having a midlife crisis. He has fun. He's on a TV show. He doesn't have
just
to do anything.
A little bit.
No, you're jealous.
No,
I'm jealous.
Yes, you want to be.
I'm in. No,
you want to be doing what we're doing.
Why else would you bust balls?
Why not? How many callers do you bust balls?
There's, and you know something?
There's
let me tell you something. There are different kinds of busting balls. There are different kinds of busting balls.
Okay.
They're the kind of guys that call in and do it for fun.
What busting balls am I doing?
No, let me tell you right now. There are the kind of guys that call in and do it and do it in a lighthearted way, and then the guys that have a real sick little agenda, and guys that have called before, and I know your voice. I know you've called before.
Mike, I swear to you, the only time I've gone to two of your Las Vegas-style shows, I've listened.
Once again, such a successful man in the stock market, yet he has time to listen and come to our shows.
So you admit that most successful people do not listen to your show?
I think most successful people...
Somebody
listen to me.
Could find you
most successful people don't have the time to stay on the telephone for 30 minutes to have an asinine conversation.
Why?
Because
for 24 hours a day, that's it.
Because
they have nothing else to amuse themselves with.
Because successful people, the reason they're successful is that they don't have 30 minutes to argue with disc jockeys.
But if that's your opinion, that's fine.
And that is my opinion, and I'm
not. Las Vegas style shows. If you come to Las Vegas style shows, I'll tell you this right now. If you come to Las Vegas style shows, you listen to the show all the time, and you do it because you love what we're doing.
There you go.
Goodbye.
We won.
Goodbye.
Another victory for us.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Freaking liar.
Know it all.
Freaking stockbroker liar.
Oh, he's called before. I know that. I know that sound.
He's going to blow Dow Jones right now.
Dow Jones.
That's right. He's going to go suck Dow Jones off.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
What a day. How's your cold?
It's fine.
Jesus.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Wow. Can't we just have one person to come down here to hit?
No, come on. It's okay.
Right.
It's okay.
It's always a guy
like that. And, you know, the guy who says, well, how... And you know, I'm analyzing the rest of the conversation. Well, how would I even know what you look like? Well, duh.
Come to Las Vegas
now. Because you come to our appearances.
Right. Like we're somehow going to hide the fact that we're overweight.
Yeah.
Like that would be a bright course of action.
It's not. It's not a secret.
Shut up. Jesus Christ.
Right. Why don't you send me your portfolio? I've got some money to invest in the stock market. Show me what you can do for me. I've seen the movie Boiler Room. Call me up.
I didn't see that movie. Was that a good movie?
Yeah. Show me how you can show me a 3% return.
The issue here is greed.
Right. Because greed
is good.
Greed clarifies.
Are you really looking for a 3% return? I'll get you somebody to get you a 3%.
No, that's in Boiler Room.
Okay, very
good. In Boiler Room. But the Infinity stock sucks.
Amen.
Sucks at 31.
It's going to have a big week, though.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after all this chat. People are going to go out and snatch it up.
It better. We just spent a half hour talking about it.
Amen.
Buy it. Buy it now, because you'll be crying when it goes to 25 next week.
And I'd just like to go on the record, and I've said that the first time today, by saying that that man will be out of both our minds by the time we our hands touch our steering wheels on our car.
Yeah, listen, by the time we hit this button.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But the most amazing thing to me is...
I know.
I get paid for doing this.
From the creators of Marsky in the Middle, it's the Don and Mike Show.
This is one of those time capsule shows today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a midlife crisis.
Today's show has been...
incredible!
All right. We got to make up some time here. We've had a long block of commercial-free talk there.
Yes, we have.
Let's just take some more calls. I mean, we got other stuff planned, but yeah. Frankly, you know, I mean, we don't have time to start the match game now.
No, we don't.
We just don't.
How long did that take?
Don't forget that tomorrow...
I get lost in the argument.
It's the unusual body contest.
Yeah.
If you have an unusual body, come by our studios right at the beginning of the show. The most unusual body to show up tomorrow wins a $1,500 shopping spree at the Sharper Image.
You're not going to believe this.
All right.
Courtesy of TBS Superstation and the 15 days of 007. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my radio god.
Hey, buddy.
Jesus, these callers are giving me a friggin' migraine.
Well,
can't imagine how you guys feel.
We're doing super.
Well, the only reason I called is I just wanted to let you know you do have the loyal listeners who don't call every day to make fools of themselves
or
to bust your chops.
We know it. We know it. We know it.
We
show
love
like
you guys. Don, you're wicked. You're a little, even though you are Republican now, which I'm not going to bring up, but I thought I would. With your wit, with your intellect, with your insight on the news and the top events, Mike the Impressions, Rob A with the whore, you know, Buzz, the news is great every night. My girlfriend and I listen every day.
You're just an ass kiss. Goodbye.
I like
thank
him.
You.
God bless him. I like it. I shouldn't identify him as such. It adds balance.
He meant nice.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
thanks a lot
did.
For that. Well, need a point. How so tough does he's ass kissing?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bless him.
These calls are ass white.
you know.
Okay, wrong time, Dan.
You and you, Mr. Timing.
Hello, Don, my show.
Gosh.
Hey, can I try to get through on screen?
That's cute. That's cute.
Yeah. No, I'm just joking. Hey.
Hey.
I got a little quiz for you guys.
Hey, Cookie Boy.
Yeah, well, what can we do for you?
I got a little quiz for you guys.
You know, this. I hit the delay right now.
I will say this, that today's show is one of those shows that on our calendar, we will put a little red mark.
Good idea.
And the reason is.
Shut up for a second.
The reason is it'll be one of those shows. We're unsure if we should save or not. Okay? I mean, like, Broyhill and I have a meeting after every show, and I say, listen, you know, that bit was great, save that. The stuff with it, that was great, save that.
Right.
Today, the whole show, it'll just be a red X. And we'll have to wait till tomorrow to come back in and decide.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you will go away. I don't know if it's ever happened that because you pick out the shows, you decide what's going to run where. But we'll come back from a vacation, and they've run one of these right before we came back from vacation.
Yeah, we do have a... We do have a certain number of shows that are so bad.
Right.
They're good.
Sure, absolutely.
But you normally got to take yourself away from it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because if you ask me right now, I'd say burn the tape.
Yeah, you got to take yourself away from it and just dip your head in a big bucket of ice water.
Never good.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I got a little quiz. It has to do with your stock thing. I'm not going to try to rip on it or anything. I'm not going to try to know anything.
No stock quizzes. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Again, for the last time, I made a broad stroke saying I'd put all the money in the world in infinity.
Kidding.
In actuality, I didn't. I put a big chunk of money in there.
But most of your money, almost all of your money, was put in Priceline.com.
Oh, I feel good about that, Mike.
Absolutely. Hey, there you go.
Hello.
Hello, am I on?
And in Firestone. Those are my...
Incidentally, I'm getting... You know what? If it's good enough for... I forgot what country it was. It might be Saudi Arabia. But there's some country... You might have it in your news.
That's correct.
That banned them all?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, if it's good enough for an entire country, mm-hmm. it's good enough for my Suburban. I swear to God, we're going to do it... We're going to do it in a few months.
Kaboom.
You know, I just had a giant laugh with somebody when that alleged stock guy called.
Uh-huh.
And he said, how much money do you think our show has made for infinity? And he said, $500 million. And then we said, come on, get real. And he said, $1 billion. Okay. If this show really had made $500 million uh-huh. for infinity yeah. in the last year, I'd be up on the tower right now taking a dump on traffic on Route 66.
Hey, look at that, Marge. Look at him up there. Wow.
I would be writing F.U. with my feces.
Oh, man, he's writing F.U. with his feces up on that tower.
That just shows how little he actually had going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Not close. Hello.
And right now he's sitting there going, no, you don't understand.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, am I on?
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, that last caller had absolutely no idea what he was talking about with stocks. He recommended Avery Dennison. Do you know what they do?
What?
They make pressure-sensitive labels and loose-leaf notebooks. They're at a 52-week low right now.
Well, it is the time of the year for school supplies, though.
Yeah, there you go. So they probably should be a little higher by lows.
I'll tell you, I worked for a media company, New York Times, for 7 years and made almost no money. The media companies are just not good buys at all.
I'll tell you right now, buy on the rumor... Sell on the news.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
Hey, hi.
You ever notice those guys that are on, like, the financial channels? They all have that kind of, hey.
Squawk box, you mean?
How you doing? Okay, so here's the way it looks right now. We're going to have a CEO coming in just a few minutes. Buy on the rumor, sell on the news.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Yo. Anyway, I've been noticing that all your little idiot callers seem to be all white. Now, coming from a black man's point of view, I really don't believe you guys. I mean, who the hell you guys think you are? You sit here and you double team and you triple team people.
Sure we do.
I mean, who do you guys think you are? If you're so tough, why don't you take them on one by one?
You know, I know your argument is not sincere.
Huh?
I just know your argument is not sincere.
It's not sincere.
No, you're just working on it.
No. First of all, let me explain. First of all,
you're doing this whole African American thing. You know, you're trying to make it balance out.
Listen,
like,
you know, listen.
Oh, I'm not.
We're all worked out on being worked over today.
Anybody ask all that? All I'm saying is that
if you don't like the fact that we double team people. Tough.
And I'm not talking about that little sellout thing 40 that y'all have.
FC.
From
you're
a black
late.
Man's point of view.
You are late to the party, man.
No,
friend.
From a black man's
you
point of view.
You are late to the party.
From a black man's point of view. Kiss my white ass from a black man's point of view.
You are very late. You are late to the party. We have no more in us.
It's not about being late.
We have no more in us, sir.
It is not about being late.
Listen, you want to argue, and we're done arguing.
I want to argue now.
No,
right?
Everybody wants
facts.
To get
some other guys were idiots. I got that.
Now you're going to say, if we hang up on you, now you're going to say, they didn't want to argue with me because I was black.
Yeah, of course. That's what it always is.
Right,
it's
right.
Idiots keep on the phone.
All right, Rob, time him. Give him 20 seconds.
No, I don't give a damn about no damn Rob.
Go.
Go.
Oversized head bastard. Anyway, like I was saying, why don't you guys ever just go ahead and, you know, argue with a black person, somebody who knows what they're talking about? You get these limp dick nobodies. You know that line from the beginning, but you just give them just enough ammunition.
Okay. I know what he wants. Don, I know what he wants. I'll leave it. Sir, you're a pussy.
What?
You're a pussy.
No. Far from a pussy.
Yeah. 20 seconds.
First of all.
Now listen, my black pussy friend. Call tomorrow if you want to argue. It has nothing to do with your race.
Oh, actually, I don't want to argue.
Well, we're very...
turning into arguing. Well, I mean, I came at you intelligently. I ain't calling you no pussy.
Yeah, we called you a pussy and we're out of gas.
Tired.
I mean,
I'm tired of arguing today.
You guys, right?
I'm tired of arguing. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white.
Then why don't you take back the pussy you called me?
Okay, I take back the pussy comment.
No, who was that, Mike?
That was Mike. I said it. I'm the one that said it.
No, it was Don that said it.
No,
I called you a black pussy because you want to play the race card.
Don, take back the pussy.
Both of y'all take it back.
Yeah, we'll take it. I take it back.
All right, Mike. Does it mean Don?
I will not take it back. You are my black pussy.
No, why? No, that's your wife. Anyway.
I'm really sorry I called you a pussy, bitch.
Oh, so you know, both of y'all being real intelligent now, right?
That's right.
Being real intelligent.
That's
all
right.
The other callers are, you know, supposed, y'all, I mean, you got...
What?
First of all...
Right, you're the smartest guy that's called today. You make those other guys look like real morons. Too bad the other guys aren't as smart as you.
Good. Insult us. Insult us. You remember, we the guys that make your ratings, okay?
Insult us? Who am I? What do you mean, insult us?
Insult us, the whole listening audience.
No,
we're the guys
no. We're talking to you. We're talking to you, an individual.
And listen,
well, insult me. I'm one of the people that help with
listen, this. Listen, black pussy, if you don't like this show, change the station.
No. That's just it. I love the show.
He's grinning right now. I can tell.
Joke.
He's smiling. He's enjoying
this. No, actually, I'm not smiling because I don't take black pussy, funny.
Well, you are a black pussy.
And there's nothing wrong with
and
that.
And I only call you a black pussy because you brought the race issue up.
See, it's not about a race.
No, you said you don't take any calls from African Americans because you don't want to fight with African Americans. So I'm telling you,
you're
a black pussy.
Well, think about it. Have you ever argued on the phone with somebody? Though?
Yes.
Yeah.
You keep the stupid white ones on.
No, we did yesterday. Oh. We actually did yesterday.
Listen, we argue with people of all colors.
No, actually. No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
We're doing it now.
Now you guys going to triple-team me, right?
We do.
Yeah.
John, listen. Mike, and that leaky bag.
Yeah, we want to. Let's try agreeing with them.
Huh? Yeah. Why don't you try that for a change? Because that's all you guys do.
That's a good idea.
Is argue. All you guys do is argue. Why don't you just try and listen?
You're absolutely right.
People
right.
have to say.
You're terrific. Right. You're absolutely right.
Sure. Now admit that I'm the best.
No.
Repeat after me. I'm the best there is.
You are the best black pussy who's ever called this show.
See, there you go with the insults again. Why are you doing that?
Because you're a black pussy.
Why?
You are. I'll go one step further. You are one terrific bitch.
Well, I don't understand why you guys have to...
And I'll turn it around.
Why do you guys have to...
the finest black pussy who's ever called this show.
I mean, why do you guys have to insult me?
Because it's fun.
We're just talking, right?
Hold on. No.
I'm trying to talk to you.
We're not talking.
Like mature adults, even though you're over the hill, I'm still
you...
trying to talk to you like mature adults.
You started it with us.
I know I didn't.
And frankly, I'm argued out.
You're late to the party.
I'm argued out.
I'm not trying to argue with
you. You're unoriginal.
I'm not trying to argue.
You're unoriginal.
You're
unoriginal.
How do you figure that?
You're unoriginal.
How do you figure that?
You're unoriginal.
Tell me how you figure.
You're unoriginal.
Because we've...
Look at me, like a little kid.
Let me explain.
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay, all right, Black Pussy, let me explain to you.
What's my argument about that from 7?
For the last hour, we've taken calls from guys who want to...
That's about the last hour. I said, what am I arguing about that...
Let him talk.
Let me finish.
Let him finish.
Black Pussy, or as I refer to you now, BP.
What?
Listen, my BP.
And then after all that, you guys think you big men because the other guys hang up first. We win. No, you aren't.
Yeah, we won.
Yeah, we did.
We
argued with two guys for over an hour. You are late to the party.
Very much so.
The next time you want to call and argue...
Maybe if you clean the Tootsie Roll up out your ear, you would hear me. I'm saying...
The next time you want to call and argue, be early.
To argue with you.
Okay, so you don't want to argue.
No, I'm just bringing you a fact. That's all I'm doing.
And I'm bringing you a fact. You're a black
you
pussy.
You guys are taking it personal. Why are you taking it personal?
Because we don't like, we've been talking to, we've been talking to idiots like you.
Giving the fans and the listeners what they want.
We have been talking to idiots like you all day.
I'm not an idiot.
You're a total idiot.
You don't even know me.
You're a total idiot.
I know you. You're an idiot black pussy.
We know you right now, and you're an idiot.
How do you figure I'm an idiot?
You're an idiot black pussy.
No. Give me, without just saying because you're an idiot. I mean, just tell me, what makes you think I'm an idiot?
Because you're unoriginal.
About
because
what?
You're calling to argue after you...
Hold on. He said I'm unoriginal.
You're unoriginal.
Because you're calling to argue after you've heard guys call and argue for the hour.
Actually, if you would check your phone screen...
I can't anymore.
If you check your message board...
I want to be totally irrational right now. Shut up.
Black pussy.
Just shut up.
Black pussy.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up. I can be just as challenging as you want.
You shut the hell up.
No, why don't you shut up?
And I want to show you a new tactic now. Black pussy, you listen to me right now. Because you're Mike's bitch and you're my black pussy. Now I'm ending this. I'm hanging up on you and
you're
we
a bitch.
No.
Fuck.
We
yeah.
He used some bad language, but technically he hung up.
It was F you all.
Technically he hung up.
I hung up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Frida.
Not today.
Unbelievable.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
What?
Pegan?
What?
What do you want?
I want to talk to Don, man. I got a solution for him. Get these people to quit calling.
Yeah, but...
You're one of the people.
Yeah, but what's your solution, brainiac?
Excuse me, my hotline is ringing. Hello?
My sugar bear.
What?
You can have a martini tonight.
Oh, isn't that... That's a sweet call. Now, wait a minute. That's a sweet
call.
Thank
you, honey. Thank you.
All right, boo-boo. I don't want to see you all stressed.
Honey, I'm fine.
All right, boo. Well, just...
I'm fine. I'm just tired.
I like hearing... You know...
I'm tired of the white pussies, the black pussies, all the pussies calling.
She's not even my wife, and I like hearing her soothing voice right now.
You can have a martini tonight, too, Mike.
Thank you, Frida.
Well, it's all okay. Buzz?
Yes?
You can have whatever you want.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, you can have whatever it is you do, Buzz.
Right.
I'll have a martini, too, then.
You could have the basket or whatever it is hanging from your
seat. Right.
Oh, goody.
All right, honey.
All right, my boo-boo. You just relax now.
Honey, I'm fine.
Okay, move on to happy thoughts.
Well, honey, you know, sometimes I just, you know, and I'm fluish now, and now, God damn it, it's caught up with me.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Now it's caught up with me.
Yeah. I know. I'll start mixing it.
No, don't you mix it. I want to make it a strong one.
Okay, I'll just bring out the picture of the vermouth and put the vodka in the glass.
That's great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Right.
I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
I probably won't be home till after Bart goes to bed tonight. We're running a little late with our commercials.
Okay, well, don't let it get to you. You think happy thoughts from now on.
Honey, listen. Hello. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Be real for a second.
I am.
I'm not going to let it bother me.
Wait, you don't think I'm being real?
Yeah, I think you're being sweet. But I'm not going to let it bother me.
All right, good.
Okay.
Because if you don't think I'm being real, if you think I'm just joking about the martini, we don't have to have that.
Oh, no, I'd love to have a martini.
Okay, I knew you thought I would.
I'd love to have a big martini.
Yeah, all right.
All right, sweetie.
Goodbye, sir.
All right, love you. Bye. That's Mike, honey. I love her.
She's very sweet.
That was nice.
She made us all feel better.
God damn.
It's like, you know, we're all in here. We're kind of like in the trenches. But, you know, it's nice to have an outside voice come in and just be a soothing influence to know that there are friends out there. It's a day like this. And
there she is.
The last one that we think we need to be. I'm the last person that says we need to be treated well.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Just to let you guys know, we love you. And these people that are calling up, the only reason they're calling up is because they're listening.
No, they're
That's
calling up.
Bottom line.
No.
And because
no,
you have
no, they're
a
great calling
radio up. Show is the only reason they're calling up.
They're calling because they hate us.
Oh, they do.
Oh, come on.
They do not.
They all hate us. They really hate us.
You guys are great. Everyone loves listening to you. Washington, Sacramento, everywhere.
They do not
you guys
hate
are
us.
Great.
They wish we
and
were
do
dead.
Do not let this get under your skin.
He's gone
guys,
over the edge.
You the man. You the man.
He's gone over the edge.
But they wish we got sick. Real sick.
I honestly believe that.
Hold on, we got a guy from earlier calling back. Which guy from earlier is this?
This is Humpty Dumpty, the one that put the egg in your face.
Yeah, hi.
And you wanted me to call you back?
The cell phone guy.
Yeah, we're on gas. You picked a great time. Yeah,
right.
You win.
I was listening. That one guy, that was bothering me too.
You win. You can have your way.
Oh, no, I'm not backing down. No.
You go ahead.
I appreciate the surrender, though.
That's a surrender from Mike, who is momentarily beaten down.
I'm done. Surrender, Dorothy.
I'm not done.
I'm waving my white flag.
I'm not done.
You all can just have your way with me.
I'm not done.
Rape and pillage. I am done. Let the Viking ship land on my beach.
I thought you were going to be such a big man you would give out your cell phone number on the air.
Well, I tried.
Then give it to Rob right now, and I will call you back.
Oh, you want to call me back?
Yes, to ensure that you are giving us the correct number.
Okay.
Hold on, please. And, Mike, this would be closure. Don't look at me like that. This is the guy who started it.
Yep.
This is the guy who said...
Okay. You want me to work it up for him a little bit?
I know it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
It hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah, let's call the effort back.
Good
for you. Let's call this effort back.
That's Mike.
You know who really, now that I think about it, while I'm surrendering, started the whole thing?
Right.
This guy.
Right.
This little germ.
Right.
This little a-hole. He did it.
And this guy says,
I don't trust him. I don't trust the number. I don't trust anything. I don't trust anything about this guy. He's a weasel.
This is the same guy that... This guy, anybody just getting in their stars, this guy started the avalanche today on this show.
Yes, right. He did.
Hello,
you're on the air.
You know, Don,
I know I am.
Don just reminded me, you started the whole damn thing today.
Did I really?
Yeah.
No. I apologize for that.
I understand you don't mind if we give out your phone number.
No, I do mind.
Well, why is that?
What do you mean? I don't want other people knowing. I don't mind you guys. I just like joking with you, not other people. We got crazy people out there.
I thought when you called 2 hours ago, the whole thing was, hey, Don and Mike, you said you'd do something to me and nothing happened. I'm calling to put egg in your face. And I said, if that's the case,
I'm not going to do
give out your number.
I'm not going to do your job for you.
And look what you did. Look what the show was a bunch of guys trying to imitate you today.
See, if I give out your phone number, you get a million calls, then you call my boss, and we have to pay to have your phone turned off and give you a new phone. But if you give out the number, it's on you.
Yeah.
Right. I don't put egg in my face. You know what I mean?
Well, don't you have you've heard the whole show, obviously, today.
Yeah, right? I was listening on the way home.
Don't you think it would be kind of fair with what you put us through today that if you you gave your number out, you know, and all you have to do is change the number.
Or turn your phone off for a day.
Turn your phone off for a day.
But I don't want to have to do all that. Why do I have to do your job?
Because you started it all today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're under no obligation to do it. It just would be the stand-up thing to do. You know, and if you chose to do it, it would be wonderful closure for us. I'm saying that very selfishly.
All right.
Because, I mean, you did start it.
Well, did they get in touch with you?
Who?
These nuts.
Area code 703.
How do you like that? Is that a good closure?
50. And they're probably going to delete that out, and I don't care. Let this guy call and let him complain, and we'll turn his phone back on. Area code 703.
Are you really mad? Are you getting...
Area code 703-1-823-5.
Don't let him say another word. Don't let him say one more word. That's it. I don't want to hear...
That's that guy's phone number. I'll be waiting for the call tomorrow from Ken saying, why did you give out this guy's phone number? Say, because the guy is an a-hole. Guy called us a million times.
Right.
Guy challenges us. I had enough of it.
That's closure.
703-8235. There's not enough delay in the world to take that phone number off the airwaves. So there you go. How you like that? These nuts. How you like
that? There we have it.
Okay.
We have reached closure.
That's it. I'm done with it now.
Good.
Absolutely done with it. Now get set, ladies and gentlemen, for about 45 minutes of commercials.
Bingo.
Now we will... We'll put some stuff in between the commercials.
Excellent.
I think Mr. 40 wants to talk again. Mm-hmm. And then we'll finally get to Buzz with the news. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
Give on up, man, and have a meal. And enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm sorry. After a long day of slaying the dragon, I hate to inform you, but they gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, somebody told me, although some of the guy's phone number got out on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, only the four, and then they chopped it up in the middle, and the last two or three, both times.
Well, there's not a four in the guy's phone number.
I listened to the delay back. I heard the area code and the last four digits. I don't know if I don't know if the prefix got on at any point, but
and there's you hear it before it goes through another one, right?
Yeah.
No, I think Buzz hears.
I was listening to the air monitor.
Buzz listens on the air.
Well, perhaps you should try and let them.
I played into that, didn't I?
But I got to prevent myself from causing an accident here on the beltway.
You know, frankly, I don't know. excuse me. How much delay we've got built up? I'm sure that they just deleted the sound. Buzz, do me a favor. Go listen on delay now.
Okay.
Just go listen. I love Levi's. If I was going to play a number tonight in the lottery, I'd play 501.
I heard 10 seconds.
Love Levi's 501. I love Levi's 501 jeans.
You're saying as far as
Levi's 501 jeans. Levi's 501 jeans.
That got on.
That got on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very good.
That's the first three numbers. Four. And if they want to make this into World War II, the people here at the station, you know, F them. Because the guy called us a million times. The guy gave us his telephone number.
Right.
We didn't, like, sneak it out. And the prick called us and gave us his phone number. So tomorrow, call Ken Stevens, and I'm sure they'll pay for you to get a new telephone.
They're wonderful. Nothing like those jeans.
And I love that old Fox TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills 8235.
5-0. Red! Red! 8-2-3! Hunt! Hunt, Hunt!
Oh, God, you're killing me.
You know,
if that's what they want to bust their balls about, c'est la vie.
Go ahead. Subbage that goes on in this company. You know, we got one prick that's called us like five times today.
Right.
And the thing about that prick was he's a guy just going, can't do nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do nothing to me. I put egg in the face.
Yeah.
These nuts.
Yeah.
That's closure for you.
Yeah. Well, there's closure for you, buddy.
Yeah, bingo.
What do you think?
Wonderful.
What do you think about that?
C'est la vie.
Enjoy your 6 million telephone calls tonight. And just do what I told you. Turn the phone off.
That's the way to deal with it.
Just turn it off. Good luck turning it back on. Okay. I don't want to sound like the kid in the candy store.
He started it.
But he started it.
He did indeed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike.
Sure.
Hello? Speak to us. Oh, you know what? I can't... the phones are back.
Ah.
Phones are back, and they had almost wasted all the delay, all the ramp time.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
That was a touchdown.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to if you could spread the word, Don and Mike, that actually let Don know that KHTK cut the show like 10 minutes early again today.
Well, the reason is that we've only played about three commercials today.
We got kind of wound up today. That's why that happened, sir, but listen again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, I just called to tell you guys I didn't get through. But since it did, I managed to write it down, and for those who didn't, it's going over CB Channel 19. I was the guy in the rig calling you driving through D.C.
All right, so you are broadcasting that number now on CB
Channel. I don't understand what he said.
Basically, what he said is the number did get through.
Oh, all right, good.
And he is also broadcasting the number
on CB Radio.
On CB Channel 19.
Oh,
hello?
Yeah, on CB Channel 19. That's the one all our truckers use going up and down.
Oh,
good.
Okay. Is Teddy Bear.
You tell that crippled boy.
Oh.
Hey, 40. 40?
Yo.
40, yo. Man, I'm freaking exhausted. I got to get out of here today.
Man.
Hey, call tomorrow.
I see I got a lot of haters.
No, listen, those people don't hate you. Those are professional haters. We got nothing but love for you. Call tomorrow. We got to talk about your trip to Detroit.
Okay.
All right.
Peace.
Bye.
Out. There goes 40.
There he is, Mr. 40. Now we're going to go to Guy Birdley.
Uh-huh.
Guy, your lead story has to be the fact that there's nothing but love today on the Don and Mike show.
Right?
Love here.
It's all good.
It's all good.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, here we go again with the abortion argument. The government okays the abortion pill.
I okay the abortion of most people who have called this show today. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike
Don
show.
And Mike show. That was very...
Retroactive professional.
This is the Don...
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They'll gladly run around in circles for ye, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, the show's been so out of control today, frankly. I don't know if we pushed this or not enough, but tomorrow we are having our unusual body contest.
Yeah. If you have an unusual body, it's your chance to win a fabulous Sharper Image prize.
Yes, it's a $1,500 shopping spree.
Wow.
At the Sharper Image. Come down tomorrow. We hope to start looking at bodies right at the beginning of the show. Now, here is Buzzito.
Hi, Donna Mike. The government has okayed the abortion pill. The FDA today approved RU486. It's meant to be used in the early days of a pregnancy, the first few weeks.
I will not be taking that pill.
That's not the Van Halen, right?
No, that's a...
OU812.
Right.
Great album.
Yeah, it is.
Come on, baby, finish what you started.
My favorite Van Halen album.
A classic. RU486 will only be available to doctors who've been trained to administer it. Pro-choicers say the new pill makes abortion more accessible and more private. Pro-lifers say they will put up a fight. In fact, they say the upcoming presidential election could change everything.
And we've got a tape about that
from a pro-lifer now talking about how the presidential election...
Hold on.
Sorry about that.
That it?
Could put a stop to the bill.
Right.
And here she is now.
That's why it says profiler.
Okay.
Pro-lifer. Pro-lifer. I'm sorry. Here you go.
Holly, this is Jake from Body by Jake in Major League Lacrosse. I just want to leave a message for you and the fellas. Thanks a million for everything. I'm sure you read. If you didn't read, we had a sellout this past Saturday night.
That is not the tape.
No, I don't think so. I don't think
this one.
The labels must have gotten switched.
Right, here's the pro-lifer.
Pro-lifer. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay.
Gotcha. Do you find me, Lewis, annoying?
I look like the right tape.
Okay. No more goofing around. We're running so late.
Yeah.
That's the tape.
We've got about 80 Lewis's calling us.
Here it is.
Clown will return, will continue. What about him while he will play?
I love this guy.
And occupying the guest couch this evening is going to be members of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Now, there are some very historical and interesting things being tied in to the beginning of the Lynyrd Skynyrd 1991.
That's bad, Billy Warner.
Yes, it is.
We don't have time for that. It's got to recue, Rob. Okay. Here's Buzz's real
quick. Next president has the potential of putting an FDA commissioner who does respect life in place. And this person can review the approval process for RE46.
Incredible!
So the pill's here, but it could go away. According to her, the FDA says it stepped up security at its offices because of its controversial decision.
It does.
Yeah.
It was a great story.
Thank you.
So great, we have to sponsor it.
Oh, good.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
Warning, the following program features no actual fighters. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get back to Buzz now.
Turns out many of America's teenage girls have the same definition of sex as Bill Clinton. A new magazine survey shows that nearly half the 10,000 girls say oral sex doesn't count.
Wow, where were those girls when I was growing up?
Really? 80%?
Yes!
80% of them say they're still virgins, but one out of four of the 13 to 19-year-olds say they've had oral sex at least once.
Yes!
27% say it's something you do just for fun. 18% see it as a substitute for intercourse.
Incredible!
Only one out of four girls say they'll wait to get married to have sex.
You're not going to believe this!
The biggest group, 41%, say they lost their virginity at 14 or 15 years of age.
Oh, really?
Almost.
The second...
I'm having that martini tonight.
And locking up your daughters. The second biggest group, nearly a third of all the girls, say they first had sex at 11, 12, or 13.
One of the finest men I've ever known.
Only 18% waited for their 16th birthday. Only 5% waited till they were 18.
I was quivering and shaking.
Nearly half the girls say they always use birth control. Nearly a third say they never do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, that's a guy who had sex with lots and lots
of girls.
Of girls. Young girls.
It's the only thing that I saw.
That, right. Hold on, Mike has a message for us. Mike?
It's the stress.
Can't sponsor that, I'm sorry.
I know, I tried.
Can't sponsor.
A burning, intensive desire.
That's a burning intensive.
Yep. He wanted to.
That Anna Nicole Smith has quite a bounty. A Texas judge has awarded her almost $450 million
over
her latest.
Yeah.
This little girl had a knocker.
Way to go.
Yeah, worth it.
The gold digger got the money. Fantastic.
A happy ending. Part of her late husband's oil fortune. She was married to J. Howard Marshall for about a year till he died at the age of 90. His will left him.
Lovey.
One of his
Lovey.
Sons.
Lovey, come over here and change my diaper.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, rich guy.
Now, show me those incredible boobs.
Here they are.
You can have half my money when I die.
That's great. 1 year with this guy, and I didn't have to do a thing. He can't do a thing.
Loving. Wipe me.
No, my pleasure.
Wipe me.
La-di-da.
And for that job, she got paid nearly $500 million.
Half billion?
Yeah, well, $450 million.
You're not going to believe this.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the judge. That's final, and nobody can take that away from him.
It will be appealed by... See, he left it to one son, and that one son will appeal because another son, along with Anna Nicole Smith, were suing for what they thought was their piece of the pie.
What?
And he didn't want them to have a piece any more than Dad already did.
That was a great story.
Thank you.
Let's sponsor
it. Oh, good idea.
This is the Don and Mike.
How far does it come? Out. And remember, I'm a stranger, didn't do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He's talking to somebody in the hallway. Yes? He made a very astute statement after today's show. He said, like it or hate it. You can't call us up and say that this show rips off any other show. No way. We're the only show. If we get on something good, or we get on something bad,
we take it to the limit.
We don't let it go.
Take it to the limit.
We don't let it go. Which is why now you're hearing news one story at a time, because just now we're starting to play the commercials we should have played an hour and 20 minutes ago.
Bingo.
Buzz.
We'll catch up. Firestone's loss is Michelin's gain. Ford says it'll now use Michelin tires on most of its best-selling SUVs. Ford says it was planning on switching to Michelin anyway.
Yeah, right.
By the way, newly found documents indicate that Firestone had problem tires coming out of other plants, not just the one in Decatur, Illinois.
That's it. I'm switching.
We have had many, many problems with our tires.
I am Master Posiono, Chairman Bridgestone Firestone. We are airlifting more sport tires now from Japan.
In an effort to help with public relations, we have hired Judy Chandler.
From
Big Brother.
Big Brother, she will be assisting Master Posiono, Chairman Bridgestone Firestone. The Teflon Don is not feeling too perky.
I'm not feeling too perky.
The New York Post reports that convicted mobster John Gotti's back in the hospital to find out if his cancer has returned.
Back in the hospital.
Gotti had radical surgery and radiation for his neck and throat cancer two years ago.
Flowers, Rob. Need flowers now.
Absolutely. Get them to Mr. Gotti. But last year, doctors said he was good. He'd made it through a year without a recurrence. But they also said that if the cancer returned, they might not be able to treat it. He's now in a hospital in Springfield, Illinois. That's where you want to send the flowers.
Robbie, give me some flowers.
Having another biopsy. Gotti, who's doing life in solitary at the prison in Marion, Illinois, reportedly has a positive attitude about his condition. And he does, by the way, love to get mail and answers everybody he gets.
Buzz?
Yes.
That was a grand story.
I'm glad you like it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz?
Yeah.
I know you've got a terrific kicker for us.
Is it time for another break?
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, they do this on TV all the time.
Yes,
we never do this to our listeners.
Never.
But they do it on TV. Mm-hmm.
But guess what? This is the first time. You want a prize?
Yeah.
Be the 100th caller right now.
All right.
At 877-365-3636.
And we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
In fact, before I do this, I just want to leave a message for Don Geronimo. Donnie, you and I are good friends. We'll always be good friends. But Don, kiss my ass. Just kiss it.
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Tell us tomorrow. But hopefully we still have a regular show to do.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be giving away a $1,500 gift certificate to the Sharper Ribbons. I mean, I hope tomorrow that we don't come in and have another 4 hours of arguing.
No, there'll be too much going on tomorrow.
Happen.
Yeah. Tomorrow, unusual body contest.
If you have an unusual body, you could win that big prize from the Sharper Image.
As a matter of fact, in the middle of all of the arguments today, we had two calls that were interesting. One, Dennis Franz called, and we didn't put him through because we were arguing.
Oh, my God.
We've rescheduled Dennis Franz for Monday.
Very good.
And also a girl called who had skin tags on her vagina.
Excellent.
And she considers that to be her unusual body part.
Very good.
So if you have an unusual body part, show up here at JFK tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock, and you could win the $1,500 gift certificate to the Sharper Image.
Marvelous.
That's on tomorrow's show. And now, back to the very patient Buzz who prepared a giant stack of news and has been on the air for about 3 seconds today.
But it's been good. In sports, Brad Johnson and the Washington Redskins are still miles apart in their talks about the quarterback's contract for next season. This, according to sources from the Washington Post.
Sit down, Danny.
The paper says Johnson's agents will call off the talks until the end of the season if there's no real progress in the next few weeks.
Danny.
And finally, okay, promise not to laugh. In Sydney, Australia, the winner of the silver medal in the demonstration sport of wheelchair racing fell out of his chair and off the stage. I ask you to promise not to laugh. Actually, he's okay. In fact, he was smiling when his trainer helped him back up.
I'm okay. I'm all right. Get me back in the chair.
Quoting the trainer, I gave him a hard time about it afterwards. He was definitely embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Yay! No! No!
Mike, if only. If only.
Are you sure? We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Tomorrow, as it turns out, it's Chris Collinsworth from Fox NFL Sunday who will be picking the pros with us until this cabin bleeds. Plus, the unusual body contest. Plus, we'll get to some of your entries of the J.O. contest.
Good.
We'll even look at some of the goofy ones. And we have a brand new low budget Jeopardy. All of that on tomorrow's episode. All right. Now we've got to go. Hello, Don.
Hi, everybody. I'm caller 100 on the Don and Mike Show.
Right, yes, you are. What's your name?
I'm Doug.
Doug, how you doing?
How you doing, Doug?
Real good, fellas. I love your show today.
Thank you, Doug. Where are you from?
Wichita.
You know, I'm getting that from a lot of people.
Oh, yeah?
I'm getting from in the hallways a lot of people say, you should save the show today for best of.
Oh, they loved it. They love it. Our pain is people's pleasure, Don.
We'll wait. We'll make that decision. You, my friend, you won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss Sex and the City. Listen every Sunday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central at HBO. Make sure you don't miss the season finale on October 15th. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, I love your show every day, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for sticking with us today on KFH in Wichita. That's it. We got to go.
Bye-bye.
Back to do it again tomorrow. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Rob?
How you doing?
Hey, trusted friend, throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might be doing it.
Oh, no.
Oh. Meow.
Don't use your hand.
We will see you tomorrow.
How do you do it? Hold on. Shut up.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, it's time to go to strangers saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.